Warning, the host of the show has been known to be patently offensive, using words such as
fuck, shit, fucking ass, bullshit, bitch,
and phrases such as
you goddamn son of a bitch,
while ranting on about subjects like
angel dust, switchblades,
politics, and
sexually perverse photography exhibits involving tennis rackets.
So, if you are easily offended or have small children in the room, please turn the stream off now. Thank you.
Tonight, a united nation goes forward with a determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Debbie,
we cannot
who
win
is
our
Sean
war
Kennedy?
Or make our peace unless
well,
we understand the
Sean
character
Kennedy
of the
was just a guy
made
who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world would listen to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
There are not enough of you to shoot us all. You, the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
Yes, it is time for the Sean Kennedy Show. I think this is episode number 59, but I was too lazy to put it in my show format. In fact, I get the thumbs up from Sim, thereby signifying that it is, in fact, show number 59. And I am your host, Sean Kennedy. This is the Sean Kennedy Show with my ever-so-elite ninja and but somewhat thin co-host, Samarian. Is that a wog?
No.
You just didn't finish
it's
it.
Wah.
Are you against G's as well as meat or what?
Yes.
I'm a... That makes you a vegan.
You're not even a bean.
All your bean are
I'm
leaning
bean.
Yeah, I'm leaning bean. You're a German bean. You're a
bean.
Wow, you're like a German vegan. That makes you a bean. A German non-vegan. Wow. I'll just let this fucking go. Yeah, we'll just let it go. Welcome to the show. Glad you could make it. Special shout out tonight to John Sheehan.
He's like,
holy crap. Sim's like, who's John Sheehan?
Shout out, yes.
John Sheehan was a guy I used to play Star Wars with when I was like six.
Star Wars?
Yeah. Well, he had all the cool Star Wars stuff.
Oh, okay. So he went
had, like,
his
Slave,
house.
He had Slave One, which was Boba Fett's ship, and we used to play and stuff. And really weird week, but I'll get into that later. Welcome to the show. You are free to distribute this show any way you see fit. You can copy it. You can play it in your restaurant. You can play it wherever you want. Chances are, no, John, you're not going to play it in your fucking restaurant. You can do whatever you want. You can make this. You can make tapes of it. You can record it. You can figure out what frequencies the cops are using for their radios and then put it on there.
They'll like that. Give them something to do.
Then they come looking for you. But just make sure they can't track you. They can only track the antenna, not you. Just the antenna.
They find the antenna, rip it out of the ground, go, damn!
And they go, damn you, you little fuck! But that's okay, because you can use a cordless phone. You can probably do a relay through a cordless phone and then broadcast it.
That's right. Go watch Pump Up the Volume.
Yeah, Pump Up the Volume, Pump Up the Volume. Oh, yeah, I downloaded that. I downloaded that this week. Can you got Kazaa installed on this fucker? Of course not. No, we
not on this one. On another one.
Do you? Yes. You see if we should find it. I don't think we've ever played that song on this station.
Oh, Pump Up the Volume by Mars.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think we have ever played it, which is rather odd, considering the whole goddamn thing was inspired by it.
It's got a pretty... No, it wasn't inspired by the song.
No, but there's... You've always said it ties together. You know, I like
we've
that
got
song.
Enough halftime music.
Oh, come on! I'm trying to create...
Half-hour halftime music, right?
Well, they like it, though. It's good stuff.
We'll have it for next week.
Okay.
Yes.
Fine. Wait a minute, am I compromising on my own show?
Ha-ha.
I guess I have to. Oh, well. Okay, everyone out there who's hardcore, download and listen to it later. You are free to distribute this show any way you see fit. Going through the IRC tonight, who showed up?
Wow.
People with nothing better to do. Currently, there's 92 people in the IRC.
With nothing better to do.
With nothing better than fucking do. Smokey, who flunked out of ninja school. That's because they thought he was lazy. African Love Turtle, Alien Binary, Alamode, Al-Anon 2, Alpha 736, Ultra Boy, Angelica Firestorm, Angry Monkey, Pantsy, Away Missy, Barcode, Born, ISO, CPD, Case... Cerulean, Citizen Steely Dan, Communist Can, Kyle 23, Cranial Curious, Jill, Dancing Monkey, Daryl Zilla, Della Morta, Droopy, Earthscum, Emperor High, Ex Oblivion, Flood Magnet, Genesis, Grumpy Bat guest, whoever the fuck that was.
Grumpy Bat guest?
They moved on me. Oh. Guest 13848, no, whatever that is. Fuck you. Guardian Super Chicken, Hero Killer, I Love Min, K16 at Night School, Kadath, Kaizal, Kello, TechServe TV, Lento Loser, Manuel O'Kelly, Mephit, Mike McJay, good to see you, buddy. Your stuff is coming. I just want to make sure I get the first book finished, and then I will send it to you. Mr. Echo, Neuralize, Paladin, Persistent Object, Prophet Doodle, Psycho, Rat Fucker, Rat Sputin, Rogue 3, Rose, hey, buddy. Rum in the Sky. Sapphire Shade, Shrine Master, Sword Orc Scavenger, SKTFM, 1010 Data Stalker, Soab, Southpaw Samurai in the house. Bordele, Stat, Stouty Cheese, Templar Knight, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, Turmoil, Church Spike, Terrell Work, VTM, Wi-Fi Girl, Wiggle Poppy, Whopper, Yerky, Zertroy, Aurabang, DD Species, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Esoteric, Tweaked, and Wog1. And if you want to get in, you can just hit the private message for voice. Southpaw Samurai is a really, really cool person. Do you know why his name Southpaw Samurai is so cool?
Why is that?
Okay, what's a Southpaw?
Left-handed person.
Right. And a Southpaw Samurai, because there's no such thing as a left-handed samurai.
No such thing at all.
No such thing. If you weren't right-handed, you weren't a samurai.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So for you to be...
The swords just don't work in the left hand? They're just not made for
it's
that?
It's a Japanese thing, okay? I don't know. I
don't... right-handed.
No, they're all like, hold on, swords doing this way! You know, Kendo's only got 6 strikes. Did you know that? Yeah. There's only 6 strikes. Yeah, if you watch Empire Strikes Back,
yeah,
they only hit Miggy Do, or Men, Miggy, and Do, and then Men, Miggy Do, which is the 6 sides. But yeah, if you look, they never make a swing for the legs. Ever. Doesn't happen. They're always like, top of the head, angle, side. That's the only way they try to hit each other with the lightsabers. I mean, that's in Empire. Of course, Darth Maul said, fuck that.
I'm getting two of
these. I'm the coolest thing in this whole genre. I'll swing this lightsaber any fucking way I want. Thank you very fuck much. I'll have a double-handed lightsaber and treat it like, yeah, I'm fucking up people all over the place. And the only reason why I didn't kill...
Well, he was evil, so...
Yeah, but he should have killed everybody. He should have been, like, on the warpath. It should have been, like, 3 movies about trying to kick his ass.
Yeah.
You know, like, the only guy cool enough to maybe kill Darth Maul, maybe, was Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, he should have been like, oh, I see how this is! Ah!
And be like... That's his little prayer, and then fuck shit up.
Say Sith again! Say Sith again, motherfucker! I dare you! So anyway, very, very cool, very, very cool. Glad everyone could make it. Going to the Photoshop! Yes, do we have to... Now, Sim... You promised.
Did I? I didn't promise shit.
You promised. Check the archives last week.
Really?
You?
Does anybody have a record of that? I don't think
Smokehouse
that
has a record of that. Let's just check the IRC. Did anyone get a record of that? You promised, a real promise, that you'd have the Photoshop up. Now, the question begs, did you get the Photoshop up?
Of course I did.
Did you?
Of course I did. There it is in the IRC. Let's take a look together.
I can't believe you actually did that.
I did. Look at that.
Holy crap, look at all this. And this is all the Photoshops we've done in the past.
Yes, all of them.
Wow, nifty do.
The Photoshop with the WOG Scientologist railing protest.
And we got
Charles Manson Scientology one. This one.
Is
rad. The best.
Oh, yeah, that's fucking huge.
Is that awesome?
Charles Manson and Cattlefield Earth. Prepare for Charlie. Holy dog shit.
Isn't that like... It's perfect.
That's so fucking prime, it hurts.
Like, it is such an awesome job.
That's like, who did that? Who did this?
This was done by Operator 8.
Operator 8? You rock sore my socksores.
Big props for that one.
Okay, for tonight's Photoshop, I need some help here. I need some help here. Because, right on.
Contributed by Smokehouse.
Oh, right on. Smokehouse did the...
Sean K.
the I'm so fat Sean Kennedy thing.
Cool rent for moon pies on the side there.
We don't have moon pies, you lazy crippled fuck. Just so we know, we have a special guest in the studio tonight who is not going to speak on the microphone. I'm not even going to say her real name. But she's someone from my elementary school.
Wow.
That doesn't mean
Get
I failed...
Get back in the Wayback Machine.
No, it doesn't mean I failed so many times that I'm still in elementary school. What it means is... that I'm having an elementary school reunion.
That's pretty crazy.
Because up here in Canada, when the dog sleds are still warming up, we only have very little elementary schools. And back in the day, we graduated elementary school in 1986, and there was like maybe, 20 of us in the grad class of 1986. So
that's small.
And we spent every day together, you know, for like 7-8 years. So somebody contacted me, and they're like, Sean, we found you. And I'm like, that must have been a fucking challenge. Type my name in Google and watch
first
what the fuck happens. You know, anyway.
Maybe we better not contact him.
Yeah, you know, anyway. So, believe it or not, they contacted me, and I got this email saying, Sean, you're so cuddly. Because they found my SKTFM site, and I'm like, I look real cuddly there.
Yeah.
Sean the cuddly. Cuddly Sean.
Sean with green hands.
Sean with green hands. Yeah, I'm super cuddly. What the fuck? Anyway, so, so they contact me, and we're going to go to this elementary school reunion. Wow. And then
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. I mean, I didn't really have a good time in elementary school. You know.
Now it's time for your revenge.
I'm like, payback's a motherfucker. Here, have some anthrax. You know. So, but, you know, you can't really... You know, just because you stole my Battlestar Galactica fig doesn't mean...
Start to harbor those feelings.
I can't
that
hate
long.
You forever. I can't hate you forever just because you stole my G.I. Joes. You know, I can't hate... Well, no. Maybe not forever. But...
There was one special G.I. Joe, yeah.
Yeah. You know. I never played G.I. Joes, did you?
No, I didn't. Lego?
Lego? That's such a vegan child thing.
I played with my wooden blocks.
I played with my...
They were not colored.
They were not colored.
I played with the
wooden blocks, and then when I was not there, I played that little African game with the balls and the rocks that's several thousand years old.
I put the things in my mouth.
I put the rocks in my mouth, and I would eat mayonnaise.
Slam myself up against the wood.
And it would be fun, because I would feel the bubbles in my mouth. Fuck. Anyway. Oh. Yeah. Anyone who doesn't know, hasn't been listening to the show for a while, has no idea what the fuck we're talking about.
Joke.
But that's okay. That's okay. Anyway, people, where was I? Oh, yeah, elementary school reunion.
Right.
So we're all going to get together. And John Sheehan, the guy I gave props to,
yes.
He was a guy who I talked to tonight. And hopefully, he's got a Mac, and he's figured out how to get the stream happening and stuff.
You could do it.
You can do it, John. And he said he'd be listening, but we'll see how it goes.
Good.
So we have the person in the studio whose name I can't mention, who's here for the first time, which is kind of fucked up, because I was a fucked up kid in school.
Yeah.
And now on this reunion, everyone's going to be like, oh my God, Sean's become like the king of fucked up.
He's the king of all fucked up.
He's like a small god of fucked up. Anyway, so it's kind of crazy. So that's kind of interesting. So, but the thing is when I go to this elementary school reunion, you know, people are going to ask me, Sean, what do you do? Because they do that.
Yes.
So, Sean, what are you doing now? Okay, well... Okay, I work.
A couple of responses.
Yeah, I work security at night.
Yes.
I do my writing. I own an IT company. I am currently doing the radio show, and I'm preparing to start up a new organization that will take over the Earth. So
I heard he only sleeps an hour a week.
Yeah, I like. What do I say? What do I say to these people?
Really
what do I do?
Gauge the person and which one to throw at them.
Like. What should? Yeah, but the thing is no one of those things is me.
No. All of them are.
You know, so here's the challenge. Tonight is a challenge. And we talked about this before.
Right, yes.
But what I want is I want a Photoshopped, and this one I'm going to do, okay? I don't give a fuck if Sim does it or not, but I'm going to do this.
What?
I don't care. Remember what I said? I said I didn't give a fuck.
You do not care.
I don't care. Be aware, Sean does not care. I'm a lot like a landmine.
does not discriminate.
Does not discriminate. You there, you stepped on me. Here, have your foot. I'm going to kick you in the head with your own face. Wait, that didn't make sense.
Just move on.
All your face.
Go with it.
Don't admit
your mistakes.
moving right along. So what I need...
We'll clean it up in the studio.
On with the Photoshop. Wow, there's a big pause there.
There was. There's a lull in the music.
How fucking dramatic.
Not my fault. It was my station.
No. Well, it is now, isn't it?
It is now. I've made it mine.
Oh,
there
that
go.
Cool funk beat happening. Oh. Yeah, bitch. I started up my Star Cruiser. Went for a cruise right around Century 9. Yeah, none of those little saucer rider fuckers were saying shit. You know the power of the human. Yeah, bitch. Yeah, anyway, sorry. Bit of a segue there.
Photoshop!
Photoshop, right, yeah. Yeah. No, John, I don't do drugs before the show, but thanks for asking. What do I need to do is I need to have a business card to hand out to people. And I will, I swear to God, when I meet people, because I meet people, this is the problem. It's just that this is always happening. So, Sean, what do you do? Well, it's kind of hard to imagine, actually. Why don't you type, what does Sean Kennedy do into your Google search engine and see what shows up?
Exactly.
You know, like, so I need a business card which looks super cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've got business card format, whatever the fuck format that
That's
is.
That's right. Whatever the dimensions.
What is it,
right?
3.5 by 2 or fuck, I don't know.
Somebody
what it is.
Can figure it out.
And I need a
She needs a solid description of what you are, right?
No, I need, I need like a title or something.
Yeah,
a
title for
yourself. I need like a, like, you know, Sean Kennedy, blah, blah, blah.
Something.
Or Sean Kennedy TFM. You can't swear on the card, because if I'm going to print it out and give it to people, I can't give it to like nuns and shit and say, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man who rocks or is my stocks or is you leap bitch, bow down. It doesn't happen.
They can figure that out later.
Yeah, they can figure that out later.
They wish to pursue.
Yeah, and if your business card says you're elite fucker, like you are anything but elite fucker, then you're Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes. Keep it clean.
Yeah. So we need something clean, and leave a space for a phone number or an email address. Yeah, yeah, personal, yeah. Like a personal IP address or something like that, which would be cool. So that's your Photoshop challenge tonight. Now people are going to be like, "Oh, it's not Photoshop."
Ready, go.
You're making us make your stationery. Yes, I am. Yes, yes,
yes. Exactly. Shameless. Yes.
But the thing is that's the.
But you get to show off your art skills.
Not only that, you know. Yeah. Well, that's about it. Yeah. But I need a card. Fuck! I don't know what to call myself. What do I call myself? Like, the Walk the Gathering card, say I'm in a minor internet radio god.
Yeah, it doesn't quite envelop everything.
And people
right?
go, cool.
Portion, right?
What's that? Why don't you find out? You know? You have to be kind of careful with that. Yeah, kinda. So that's your Photoshop challenge. Groovy business card for Sean. Go! And if you want to make one for...
about an hour.
And actually, if you want to make one for Sim, because Sim actually does a bunch of
Still
shit,
both.
Too.
Whatever.
He's like a lead singer.
Yeah. Singer. That's a radio station.
And he has a secret job, which...
Secret job nobody knows.
Which nobody knows. And so if you want, you can make... Yeah, it's business cards for us. Fuck it. That's the Photoshop challenge.
Make some business cards.
And they don't have to be the same.
No. They don't have to be matching.
So,
hi, I'm Sean.
If you're like,
I'm
wow,
Sam.
If I was
here.
If I was Sim, the manager of Rant Radio, my card would look really industrial. It's steel and fucking skulls and shit and claws and like big daggers going through the claws and skulls. And yeah, and you could say vegetarian.
Yes, vegetarian.
Sumerian. Vegan. That'd be like, rad to get a business card that says,
get it.
It says, I didn't know you were vegan. It's on the fucking card.
Read it.
Read it. Did you not?
This meat here.
What's with this fucking
bad.
Meat? I'll fucking kill you in
Should
a very kind,
me?
Gentle, kind way.
I'll
yeah,
banter
so
you to death.
I'll banter with you. And don't ask me why. Anyway, yeah, Samaria, don't ask me why. So, yeah, that's your Photoshop challenge. On to my life. Different things in my life. We've already covered the elementary school reunion.
Yes.
And I've already covered the what do I tell people I am thing, because I've got no idea how to fucking phrase that.
Yes.
You know.
And you don't want to take a half hour to do it.
No, that's true. And I'm no longer doing a 38-hour shift in order to get my convertible.
Are you going to be able to get your convertible? It's just going to take longer, man.
You know what? This is that song I hope you heard as much as me that's playing right now.
Is it?
I think so. See.
Battery Aftermath.
Is that who was saying
That's
it?
What I caught. I caught, yep. Just in the nick of time.
Battery Aftermath.
Battery is the name of the group. Aftermath.
Oh, Aftermath is the name of the song?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get that later. Anyway, so that's a cool song so far, if you want to check that out. Very, very cool. I just was listening to it, and it's this chick going, I hope you heard as much as me. And she's all like fucking angry and stuff. Okay, I've got Sean using the internet search engine again. Okay, I need to find this out. I don't know what it's called. When I was at Burning Man, I drove around with Rebecca in the hearse out in the middle of the desert, okay?
Yep.
We were cruising around, and there's footage on the show. You can check it out.
Yep.
The woman was playing this music, yeah. Which was this woman singing. It was an opera singer singing a cappella because her brother died of AIDS. And there was no music. It was a cappella, meaning just vocals.
Yeah.
And she's fucking wigging out the whole album.
Yeah.
That's all I got, guys. Good luck. It's a woman singing a cappella, doing opera, pained about her brother's death about AIDS. If you can find out what that is, for God's sakes, email me because I got to get the album.
That should be enough for them.
Because I was fucking wrecked on absinthe and driving through the desert in a modified hearse. Wow.
She played some cool music.
Yeah, she was an intense lady.
quite.
She was like, wow, she's intense. But yeah, very, very cool. So, I mean, I could always drop her an email, but she scares me a little bit, so I'm not too sure I want to do that. But I'm no longer doing the 38-hour shift, and I... Still
That's gone. That's out the window.
I've got a lot of
you
debts.
Start seeing things.
I've got a lot of debts that I got to... Yeah, no, I'm dying. I'm doing 60 hours a week, 38 of it all at once. Fuck off.
Yeah.
You know, I can't do that, and plus run the business and everything, and be here for the show. I'm doing 60 hours on 60... Come on. Yeah, you get to suck my ass. Film at 11 and maintain my marriage. No, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And have my dog now attack me.
Who are you?
He's like, no, I don't.
Your smell isn't right.
I don't know you. Your legs are coming off. So that's kind of how that works. What was I talking? Oh, yeah, so 38 marathons
gone.
So I have to find. I will still attempt valiantly to get my convertible.
Work as much as you can still.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm probably only going to do a 26-hour shift, the lazy fucker that I am.
Come on, John.
But I can't do the 38. 38 is just too goddamn long. Maybe if I had some, maybe if I had some modafinil, but I could do it. You know, like some.
John needs drugs.
Anything used to treat narcolepsy. You know, just hand it over. So another thing, I saw Signs.
Okay, yeah, the movie, right. Okay.
Yeah, actually, I stayed awake, and then I called in sick. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. And then after being awake, oh, here's a fucked up thing to do.
Yeah.
Sean World 101, you want to do something messed up? Stay awake for like 30 hours and then read American Psycho, which is what I'm doing right now. I stayed awake and tried to read American Psycho.
Horror books.
It's not really horror. It's kind of a generalized, I'm like, wow, I wish I read this a while ago. American Psycho came out in 1991.
Yeah.
It's like total precursor to Fight Club. Did I just spit on my microphone? No, I didn't. Okay, we're okay.
It's your microphone. Do what you will.
What am I doing with my microphone now? Apparently, my microphone is empowers creatures to have +5, +3. And the ability to band and trample. Yeah. Sean's old microphone.
Really?
Yes.
Very powerful.
It's part of the Wog the Gathering game, which I'm...
Wow.
Yeah, I've got a link for that, but mm-hmm. I'll get there. Anyway, so I'm going to be still doing that, but I just can't do it. But anyway, so... I came home.
Signs.
I was awake for like 48 hours, and then I watched Signs. Which
why would you do that? Why wouldn't you go to bed?
Oh, because my wife. I have to spend time with my wife.
Right, and it's her waking hours, so it has to be your waking
Bingo.
Hours.
Bingo. And plus, your body's so fucked anyway. You can't just go to bed. I'm like, my body's like, fuck you. You want to stay awake, asshole? Your turn. You stay awake now. So that's what's happening. So I go to see Signs, right?
Yep.
Which is not really a good kind of show for Sean to see, because I'm like... Oh, my God. Okay. I was getting really wigged out about the whole alien thing.
Yeah.
And then I discussed how this priest was just like a complete fuck-up because he, like, knifes one of the aliens, right? He cuts his fingers off.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. I won't talk about it too much then, but it's...
Okay. Talking generality.
Shit.
I'll forget by the time I see it.
Okay, anyway.
I've been told not to see it.
So. Pretty much his kid's in the basement, and his kid's got asthma. Okay, yeah, you really wouldn't dig it because it has a heavy spiritual tie, and you'd be like, that's stupid. You being
sometimes I find it funny.
Yeah, you
just
might.
Over the top.
You
right?
might find it funny,
like
but
that
it's.
That movie we rented before.
Left Behind with Kirk Cameron.
That's awesome.
That was a great movie. I want to get the one with Mr. T.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's
God,
all about the sound bites. That's all about. I pity the fool, Jesus, son of God. You don't believe in Jesus, you're all going to hell. Yeah, and the beast, he come down, just us all. I mean, come
he's
on.
He's got
to
have those kind of quotes.
He does, he does. Yeah. He plays a militant commander of the resistance. Yeah, you all don't know the son of God, he's coming down. You all hear? You'd be all swept aside like a big beast. Ugh. Like, fuck yeah, guy. You're
How
awesome.
Can that be bad?
Mr. T. If Mr. T evangelized to you, you'd go to church.
You would be exciting.
You'd be like... Like,
yeah, preach on, brother.
You'd be like, all up there, yeah, I see y'all, come here. Yeah.
Mr. T-shirt. Oh, yeah, Mr. T-shirt. Right?
Y'all worshiping me. Should be worshiping me, worshiping God. Yeah, we worship God. You crazy fucker. anyway, Mr. T should have been in Signs. If Mr. T was in Signs, be like, I'm going upstairs, going to get the kids medication.
Who?
You know, because, like, they're kind of tough aliens, right? They're kind of tall. Right,
okay.
They
yep.
can they can do the weekend.
They're not 4 foot tall.
No, they're like, tall. They got like that. They're kind of like the aliens from the movie Contact. They kind of got the slightly reverse leg thing going on. They can change color. They got like clawed hands and shit. And they spray like in really close proximity. They spray this poisonous gas.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm like the guy cut his fingers off, and it's like. You know, I'm sorry. At the end of the film, spoiler here. At the end of the film, he fucks the alien up with a baseball bat.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That means in Sean world, that means that a shovel will go a long way.
Oh yeah, you get a cutting edge.
Oh yeah, I mean,
you
especially one of those.
Edge.
Especially go to Cold Steel's website. If you go to Cold Steel's website, go to the specialty items. They have a Soviet Spetsnaz sharpened throwing shovel there.
And these can actually be thrown.
Yeah, it's made for it. It's sharpened on an edge like an axe. It's
wow.
Fucking razor sharp Spetsnaz Special Forces throwing
meant
shovel.
Meant to be spinning thrown? Or
yeah, you throw it like an axe.
Wow.
You throw it like an axe. Yeah, it's all about fuck you up at close range. And I'm just like...
I bet that's never been in a movie.
Soviet Spetsnaz throwing shovel? Or
like
somebody being killed?
Thrown. Killed by a thrown spinning shovel.
An entrenching tool, as they're called in the Army, was used in Platoon. Buddy used an entrenching tool in Platoon. Barnes was fucking people up with it.
Yeah.
And in the movie Blade... He uses a shovel, and he actually breaks the end off the shovel and impales the vampire with
good.
The wooden end of the shovel,
that
which
was good.
Very tight. There's actually a really good scene in there where Blade rips a vampire's throat out and throws it in another vampire's face before he punches him. But you have to watch the movie like 5 times to see that, but it's really good.
Blade's cool. Blade, I like it for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was on
eBay,
and I seen one of you can buy his back-drawn sheath, like that whole apparatus to make it back-drawn. I'm like, yeah! Yeah! Of course, you might have to answer the cops a few questions. And
like, why are you wearing that? Dogs?
Yeah, I'm scared of boxes. Cardboard boxes, big ones.
Big cardboard boxes.
You
need
know,
to cut them open.
I have to cut
they
open
attack me.
I'm in shipping. I work for Sears. Yeah, you know, they're not going to buy that shit. Anyway.
It's that company issue.
It's a box cutter.
I improvise.
They let me on the plane with it. Anyway, so it's just not going to happen. But anyway, I'm watching this movie. I'm just getting wigged out. I'm like, yo, me and my fucking kooker, you're going to go upstairs. Yeah, that'd be it. I was fucking mad. Ooh, of course, me and my view on aliens anyway. Remember Roswell? Shoot him down and cut him up. Yep, I hate aliens.
I saw a kukri in Dracula. I watched that the other night.
Yes, he does use
a
kukri. He's like, kukri! Yeah, awesome. They do. He uses a kukri because...
Cutting the heads off.
Yeah, Van Helsing. Okay, website to go check out. It's Van Helsing movie, all one word, .com.
Yeah.
They're making a Van Helsing movie, which looks...
What is Van Helsing? A writer?
No, Van Helsing is the guy who kills monsters. And it's set like Brotherhood of the Wolf style.
Okay.
And he plays like a young Van Helsing who's like traveling around the countryside slaughtering like monsters and shit. It looks harsh, yeah. Go to VanHelsingMovie.com. It's a shitty Flash intro. There's no music, but it's really cool. Anyway, so I saw Signs last night. And that fucked me up. But don't do that. I was stressed out for like 2.5 hours after that. So that was cool. So that's about it. Going into the feedback, people who've read my show. Now, this one here is really interesting. So I'm going to read this on the air.
That is interesting.
Yeah, this is. Hey, man. I've been holding off writing you for a while, but this seems as good time as any. I'm known as Two, the Ranting Griffin. I tour stand-up comedy, record music, and host shows and fantasy art conventions. I also have a website where I deposit the shit I come up with, including MP3s and some short rants. I'd finally heard of you around 4 months ago, and I really enjoyed your material, too. I'd heard from a friend that you are familiar with my material as well. Yeah, I am. And so I assume you are. You betcha. Guy's a talented guy. I didn't believe it at first when someone told me how we sounded so similar, but I guess I can see the resemblance. However, I'm seeing a problem, and I was wondering if you could give me your thoughts on it. I've got my audience, and you have yours. Apparently, just recently, our audiences have finally met somewhere in the middle, and when they did, they went against everything I, and believe you, have been trying to tell people. I've got an angry email today from one of your fans who was babbling something about you ranting first and are better at it. Smokehouse, tell me that wasn't you. A couple of days ago, I got a different email from a fan of my own telling me that I'm better at it and you should try to wipe you off the ranting map. I've had my...
Wait.
There's no way to...
It's the battle of the ranting.
We have to have a rant off. I've had my fans tell me that you're trying to be me. I've had your fans tell me that I'm trying to be you. I don't know if you're getting any of this as well, but it's starting to piss me off. I don't know about you, but I don't give a shit about being a celebrity. I like it that a lot of people listen because I want to make a difference. I want to yell about things no one has the balls to say. I want to tell the truth for the world where he's not supposed to lie at all. I want to do my part at knocking society on its balls and making the world a better place. And I think that's what you want to do, too. Yes, absolutely. But when our fans discovered each other, they started acting like the morons we're always bitching about.
You got my chocolate and you got peanut butter.
They're missing the whole fucking point. Actually, there was no fucking there. I added that in for punctuation. They're missing the whole point. They're beginning to squabbling morons over who have the right to tell them they're not to be squabbling morons. I like to do something about this. I respect you and your work because you're working towards the same thing I am. And on this planet, there can't be enough bitching to make up for the cell pool of shit waiting, witted throughout our society and runs our government. I think we both made a point to a lot of people, but I think if they knew we both were on the same team, I think the message could be a lot bigger. I have no problem with telling my fans that they're being total morons. And I'm going to do just that. Perhaps if you feel the same way, you can rant on the subject as well. What are your thoughts? Okay, my thoughts on this are as follows. Do not fucking give this guy a hard time. Being a wog and standing up for for what's right and stuff is not about who's ranting and whose fans are whose. This is the dumbest shit imaginable. I don't give a fuck. Even if the guy was trying to be me, which he's not, that's totally okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it. The guy, it's like saying, I'm a music guy. You know, do you think Pearl Jam... who's the other guys? There's, like, so many bands that sound like fucking Pearl Jam now.
Dennis Miller ranted before you, Sean.
Yeah,
you're copying Dennis Miller.
I mean, this is the dumb... Okay, I can't believe... This is one of those things that even me, it makes me go, huh? You know, okay, I respect fans. I respect the fans, right, saying, whatever, man, Metallica rules all. Iron Maiden sucks ass. But, like...
Fine, right? You like him. Do you like him?
Great, good, you know? I can't believe that I'm even a celebrity, let alone people listen, and there's, like... God knows how many people listening right now. I can't believe that shit. Okay, but if you're my fan, anyone who's smart is okay. If they're ranting and smart, that's also okay. So...
You know what? We encourage people to send in rants
yes,
to us.
Yes, I like Griffin. He's a nice guy. Don't rock his world, okay? The guy's got a point. We're all on the same fucking team. Maybe I should interview the guy. Maybe we can get him on the air and talk about it. Why don't you set that up?
Sure.
He's got a website. Set that shit up. We'll interview the guy. Maybe we'll do it. We'll have
it all out, Sean.
We'll go to a convention. The two of us will fucking... We'll tag team. I'll rant until I run out of breath and he can take over. Or maybe I'll take over after him. He can go first. I don't really care. I don't care if he headlines. Doesn't bug me. You know, Jesus Christ. I'm not a prima donna, so nobody else has the right to be a prima donna, okay? Holy crap, guys. Now, I don't think that... It sounds like a lot of his fans are probably telling that, but I haven't got a lot of email on this. I know Smokehouse was like, this guy's trying to beat you. But I'm like, but Smokey's like a rabid fan anyway, and the guy just loves me, so that's okay. You know what I mean?
He's only trying to protect you.
But the guy is trying to make a difference, and we're all doing the same thing. If anything, I'm trying to be Jell-O Biafra.
There you go.
So if you want to, you know, that's...
Jell-O's been doing for 30 years.
Yeah, the guy's fucking, like, he's who I emulate, so whatever. So yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
Jell-O should sue you.
That's really all I'm going to say about that. Thank you very much. So, on to a really cool email I got from Daryl Zero. And
nice.
I think my throat just... I think Give my voice
take,
just,
take,
like,
take yeah. a drink of water.
Bling. Yeah. Got an email from Daryl Zero. The Colonel... And he sent this email. It's addressed to the Colonel Kurtz of Internet Radio. Fucking huge show, man! More exclamation marks than I can count. Okay, with that said, I know you're busy, so I'll make it quick. I have this ghillie suit cover that I made but do not use while attending Stoic, and I was just going to throw it away, but I figured that you may find some use for it. Being a fan of the show, I know you're a hardcore when it comes to your kit, so I'll tell you this is not some bullshit you can buy from US Cav. I was a Ranger in 3rd Battalion for 4 years, and with the 7th Group for 2, and it gets my approval. Let me know if there's something you would like, and I will mail it to you. If you have any questions, send me an email or give me a call, and he gave me his phone number.
Okay, what's SoTic?
SoTic
was
3rd
Bat and 7th Group and all
that. 3rd Battalion and 7th Group. Those are all like Ranger and Special Forces groups in the United States.
Okay.
And Stoic is when they went to Panama and they were fucking it up in Panama.
Okay.
So it's all like wartime stuff. I phoned him and then he phoned me back later. He's like, hey, I got like 3 fucking like cases of Army shit. You want it? I'm like, fuck yeah, I want some cheesy poos. You know, fucking A.
Yeah,
fucking rice I want it. He's like, cool, I'll set you up.
Nice.
So he's mailing me a bunch of Army shit. Which I don't know what I'll do with it.
Give
it away for logs or whatever. Logs,
log equipment.
It's logs helping logs. Oh, man. And I got another, that's from Daryl Zero. You are so tight, Daryl Zero. And I got another one here saying, hey, oh, God, I just had a heart attack. Actually, I got the hiccups.
It's okay.
Goddamn glass of water. Okay, I got an email here. Hey, I did make up a quick webpage. This is the webpage here, and this is for WoG the Gathering, which is our card game, to show the progress I'm making with WoG the Gathering. It's coming along well. I have 100 cards so far, and
wow.
I still want more suggestions from the community, so I'll be pimping this site. The forums are on the IRC pretty hard. Card errata and other stuff still to come, so stay tuned. There's the website. Check it out. If you've got suggestions for WoG the Gathering, that's fine. Now, for people like John Sheehan, who's very new to the internet, and God help him, he's got an iMac, so he's uber fucked. But
can barely get on the
like,
internet.
Like, oh my God.
Right?
Can we tell people how to get in the IRC sim?
Yeah, for the easy way, for John Sheehan, you go to the webpage.
John's like, he keeps on giving out my name. Should he be doing that? It's okay, John. My fans are okay.
You go to the Rant Radio webpage, rantradio.com, of course. Click on community. Click on chat. And follow the prompts, and you're in. You can chat with everyone in there. Or you can download an IRC client like MIRC. Go to MIRC.com. Run it. Go to the other side servers and the Rant Radio channel. And I'm posting some more links about the WoG the Gathering cards. His webpage, the cards that are on our site, and the forum discussion about the cards, because he gives a lot of specs.
Oh, tight. Very cool.
A lot of specs for it, too.
Very cool.
So there you go.
Someone should try to make how to play the
Give
game.
Give some suggestions.
Yeah. Like some rule books or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
somebody post a link to the rule book.
Who are the
sides
and what's the gist of the game?
It's really, really cool.
It's super cool.
Let's read out some of the stuff, because the mana...
Oh, do they got mana
relates,
here or what?
Oh, it's all over here.
Okay.
Red, represented by Dr. Pepper. Red is everything caffeinated and energized. It also takes the characteristics of the unbound chaotic potential of this energy. Black, represented by Guinness. Black is both the highs and the lows of intoxication. Granted, intoxication is not always by alcohol. White, the Tandy TRS-80, represented by white, which is everything associated with elite hackers, thus the elite mana. This includes programs, offensive and defensive. Green, the internet, home of the WoGs, much to the earth is home to humanity, websites and digital media, as well as digital pursuits of science.
And Blue wears pirated software and free information on the perfect representation of Blue. Information can be manipulated, however. So there's
and then there's artifacts, which is things like my mic and everything like that.
Yeah, the stuff that is.
They got body armor, Blanca clones, falling chair, endless stream,
fired friends, FTP, IRC, IRC ban,
neuralized net Christians,
nature
net Christians. Walk. Holy shit! What's the net Christians?
Net Christians. These technologically advanced Bible thumpers are really more annoying than they are dangerous.
Oh, okay, well, that's cool.
Christians are on the internet.
New Year's What the Hell Show. Hang on, there's a New Year's What the Hell Show.
And that one is, all WOGs gain +2/+2 as long as New Year's Eve What the Hell Show is in play. When New Year's Eve What the Hell Show is played, Jodath Moore phases out for four turns due to listening, because, I don't know. Where the hell's my show, Sim? It's only been a year and a half. Oh, he's the guy who wanted it for a year and a half, bugging me. Where's the show? Where's the show? Where's the show?
And there's really Photoshop, Raid 5, Shovel. What's the Shovel do?
Target creature gains +3/+0 and first strike.
Nice.
Nice.
Hmm.
The Black Shakes.
Oh, nice.
Templar Knight.
What's the cult.net?
Tap 3 WOGs you control, counter target spell unless spellcaster taps 4 WOGs. Subsection 2.9.4 clearly states.
Right, okay.
Yep.
I like the Zerstor one. That one cracks me up.
Oh, it's so good.
White Manifesto.
Right Manifesto. Remove Zerstor and half of all players' creatures, rounded up, from the game, chosen at random. This ability may not be used in the turn when Zerstor comes into play. So funny. Yeah. All of these are so funny.
They are really good. There's a few Nicole Kidman, Neuralized, Net Christians, Nature Wog.
So he basically took the stuff from...
All the shows.
All the shows, and the cards that were...
Nuclear Scare.
Nice. All players except for Nuclear Scare's caster skip a turn as they run to check CNN.com or turn on the evil
what TV. Happened was, just to verify with people who don't know what we're talking about, on the show, we're halfway through the show, and I interrupted the show and I said, oh my god, they've just dropped a nuclear bomb in Pakistan. And we broadcast this over the air. And everyone was like, the whole RC was like, dump! Everybody ran. We're like, holy shit, because everything was really tight, right? So I'm like, oh my god, they've... Oh my god, it's on CNN. And Sim starts doing it too. We're like, holy shit. And they're like, get in the page and there's nothing there.
I'm like posting stuff.
And we're like,
CNN,
you know, they're seeing it. And they're like, that page is about that. It must, I must have only in my cache.
Refresh.
They drop, oh my god, there's nukes going off. And there's like whole families apparently who listen to my stuff. And they got really upset.
Yeah, because we usually don't do that kind of thing.
Well, that's why we did it, because I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And
it was!
I thought it was funny. And it was great fun, you know. So, it's good to know. You know, I would love for Dan Rather to go fucking completely batshit and pull out on CNN. Could you imagine? Or fucking CBS. I'm afraid the bombs are in the air.
We have 2 minutes.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine the anarchy that would happen?
Oh,
people, you know,
people
having...
just stop watching there and just run for
they
the
just,
streets and start
be having rampant sex with each other. It'd be great. Fuck, what a good time. Anyway, because think about it. You know, you had 8 minutes to live. What would you do?
Start doing everything you couldn't do normally.
I'd hang with my wife. Personally, I just... Yeah, I'd probably...
Hang out.
Yeah, I'd tell my wife I love her. Yeah, probably it.
Well, if you don't have a wife, go start smashing shit.
No, fuck that. If I had 8 minutes to live, it depends on where I am. If I was out with my wife, I'd go, yeah. I love you.
Run through the grassy fields, staring up at the sky, spinning with your arms out.
No, at that point, I'd have to go to the WOG cruiser, and I'd hit the emergency big red button I hit, which beams every Rant Radio fan into the hold of the ship, where the power armor is waiting, and then
drive towards the light.
And we'll be like, moving towards the light. Anyway, so, so that's WOG Gathering. In the general news, G-Maniac sent me this. A scientific advisor to the United States government has suggested that secrecy might be the best option if scientists were to discover that a giant asteroid was on a course colliding with the Earth.
Oh, probably.
Why? Why? Are they scared that laws no longer matter when we can finally get around to torturing our overlords? God, they are self-centered. We all know that as soon as the end of the world is announced, the suburbs are going to turn into one big Ron Jeremy movie. Which is so true. Everyone was pretty much like, yeah, we'll be having sex.
Yeah.
That's so, funny. That's pretty much it. So
That's unprotected sex.
That's some unprotected sex coming down the pipe there, boy. What do we got? What do you got, Sim? You said you had a bunch of feedback.
Oh, my God, so much feedback.
Lay it on me, big guy.
Because I went through my email, you know, once in a while, every couple weeks, I go through a couple hundred emails.
Don't do that, man. I stopped checking my email once a week when I got like 100 messages. I was like, oh, man, this is too much.
You gotta, I feel guilty, you know?
No, I check it every day. Like, you have to kind of go through it and filter out all the spam.
I deal with the important stuff, and then I let stuff go and build up, you know.
Yeah, okay, so what's up?
Okay, very cool news. I don't know if we said it last week or the week before. Casey Soule.
Kaiser Soule.
Casey Soule. That's how you pronounce
it. Oh, Casey Soule?
Yeah, Casey Soule. He actually changed it one day to K-C Soule.
And they get so mad when I mispronounce names.
They do, but they're used to it, I think.
Yeah, probably.
He's absolutely amazing. He's doing so much.
What's he doing?
He is donating television, airtime, for Rant Radio.
What?
On a Fox-affiliated station.
Whoa. Does that mean that, like, during Survivor we have airtime?
Yes.
Oh, my God, that's rad!
Isn't that amazing?
So what are we going to do with that?
Well, we're going to put your face on TV, Sean.
Right. Yes, it's true. Actually, I knew about this beforehand. The truth is that we are going to start making TV commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And before you ask, yes, they will be available to the general populace.
Of course. And we'll include them in the SKTFM.TV as and well. And you can
don't ask what they're going to be like, because I'm going to do them the same way I do my rants. I'm going to show up one day and just do them and then walk away.
Yep.
So that means that during some TV stations, during Survivor, Sean might show up. That doesn't mean that you have to watch Survivor. We'll let you know.
We'll let you know when it's going to be on, approximately, as best we can.
You know,
so you don't have to watch the TV.
Yeah, but
this is for people to get off the TV.
Yeah, we're all about... And you can bet that when I get on the air, the commercial will have something to do with the fact that, you know, you're wasting your time and you're going to die on that couch. That's pretty much what I'm going to do, because I can't swear, so I have to stay very calm.
Yes.
Unless I light myself on fire and then run around on the screen or whatever.
That'd be good.
That'd be cool. That would work.
So we're going to shoot those this week and send them off and put them on, slap a logo on the screen
and call
run
day.
With it.
And you'll be
you
able
know,
to...
quick and fast like everything else we do.
Yeah, well, it'd be a lot quicker fast and faster if you weren't, like, so goddamn picky.
Shut up.
It's true, though. Okay, what else you got?
Okay. Our campaign for mirrors is working.
Is it?
Yes, it is. We got two mirrors. Three mirrors.
Three mirrors?
Another one just went up just before the show.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't tell Sean that. Three mirrors. We need more. But this is awesome.
Okay.
Thanks to Stephen Collins, Rogue 3, and Spudley.
Spudley?
Mm-hmm.
Spudley?
Spudley has helped us out.
Oh, yes. Really?
Yep.
Fucking way to go,
nice,
Spudley.
Nice. People are happening.
Well,
they're chipping in.
You know what? That's really rad. Spudley was kind of like one of these guys. I didn't know who he was, and I thought he was kind of a bit of a freak. And then he turns
freak no more.
And he's done that. Like, that's huge.
That is huge.
This for people who don't know what's going on, a mirror is bandwidth so that Rant Radio stays on the air. If we don't have mirrors, Rant Radio dies.
And we don't want that. Nobody wants that.
And we do need more.
Okay? It's not storage on a server. It's not like hard drive space.
It means
this is bandwidth constantly streaming.
Yeah. So if you're able to do this, and I'm not talking cable modem, I mean if you got access to corporate bandwidth,
3 megabits a second or higher,
then we need to know.
Yes.
We need to know. We need to have it donated to the station.
That's
We're close. We're closer now, but we do need more. Please, if you have bandwidth or you have access to bandwidth, you can beg, borrow, steal.
Yep.
Let us know. And we need more, because the more we have, the bigger we grow, the more likely we are to take over the Earth.
That's right. And the more bandwidth we get, the less hard it is on those mirrors that people are supplying.
That's right. So
it's easier for everyone.
I do my part. I've done my part.
Because, oh my God, every day it grows bigger and bigger. More people are listening to the station. We're number 75 overall.
On the web.
4,000 stations.
Out of, like, Shoutcast or just...
Shoutcast.
Wow.
And did you know that more people listen to Shoutcast stations than Clear Channel?
Wow.
Clear Channel owns 10% of North America. More people listen to Shoutcast than Clear Channel, and we're number 75 on Shoutcast.
So,
overall.
Guys...
Of course, we're number one industrial EBM, all that, but
if
overall...
If this keeps up, that means there's Sean Kennedy, your very own open-source celebrity, they might give me a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Which... would be cool, because it'd be nice to get a paycheck from it. But
yeah,
to be honest, it'd just be rad for me to be like, and tonight's going to be a good show. We got Tom Cruise, and we got John Travolta.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. And I'm
Tim leaves the room.
And I'm like, this is going to be some good shit here. I'm taking off my shirt, and I'm lubing myself up with baby oil, and I got some spikes and a leather tether. Let's go, motherfucker. You and
apparently
me going
they've
down.
They've never heard of the show.
They've never heard of me. How's it going, John? If you say Scientology just once, I'm going to slap you.
Test me.
Come on.
Can you talk without saying it?
Can you do it, John? I swear to God, I'm going to...
Basically, one more fucking time.
Say it one more time, you fucking Scientology, UFO-worshipping, race traitor, fuck! Sorry. Anyway, so...
That is so huge. That's great.
That, Entremiros.
Info@rantradio.com.
Please.
Or ICQ 515558.
Yes. 51558.
And also for the Photoshops. If anybody, if I missed any Photoshops, definitely email them to me or private message me in the IRC.
Yes, please.
Because if you just post it in the general scroll there, I'm not going to get it.
So we need that. If you can set that up, that'd be rad. Thank you so much. Yes, we do need more mirrors.
More mirrors. Just message me. Okay.
What else we got?
You did the Wog the Gathering. Okay.
I did.
From Daniel, I got an email. I'm looking for the Rant Radio promo with what sounds like the song from The Matrix in the background, and Sean is talking about his leather jacket and how he's on the street looking at people and how you can't wear a leather jacket. Any idea how I could get this? And I think...
That's a rant I did.
I think it's Hope.
It might be.
Not Hope's. Wear body armor.
I don't think it is because I don't talk about...
See, that's The Matrix, right?
Yeah,
Matrix background.
It might be, but there might be one where I said it's okay to wear a leather jacket because you'd be a vegetarian.
Oh, so if anybody knows
that. Smokehouse might know that.
Yeah.
That'd be really tight. Thank you very much. And, Smokehouse, do you know what the fuck that's about?
If you do, message me about it so I can email this guy back.
Yeah, that'd be rad. So,
the next one, from Corwin, just a quick question. Have you ever considered writing this as a setting for a...
Leave out, ouch!
We're kicking all the women out of the room.
They're distracting us.
No, Damn Mom, we're busy! We're on the internet!
We're on the internet, I don't want it anymore!
No, this is quite possibly the worst time you could have called!
I'll clean up my bedroom later!
I'm on the internet! Anyway, sorry.
This is about Tales from the Afternoon.
What?
I know you've answered this before, but I think it needs a refresher.
Sure.
Just a quick question from Corwin. Have you ever considered writing this as a setting for a game?
Good God, like a role-playing game?
Oh, my God.
Never!
It occurs to me that it wouldn't take much if one were to use the D20's open game license.
Yeah, I suggested that, and then I got fucking balled out.
It's like, well, the D20's good, but it's not as good as... Blah, blah, blah.
Well, apparently, Scientology owns the D20, so I get balled out.
And the setting is so much more interesting than the usual future setting that it might work out. Of course, I don't know if something like this is up your alley, so...
Well, I...
I know you answered this before, but some people don't know.
It's just not going away.
It's not. I know it's not.
I thought if I just left it alone...
And just...
You know...
Let
it
to the side, not talk about it too
much. People would, get bored with Tales from the Afternoon and leave it alone. But you're just not going to do that, are you?
They have, like, the 9 episodes on loop or something.
I think so.
I need more.
I wonder sometimes, because I have that section there to donate. I'm going to be putting my writing up, and it is part of my writing. That is a world I created.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about linking that with the Dark Atlas website. And maybe...
It's all about time, people, right?
Well, I'm just thinking I could make the time if... Because I got the first donation I ever received was because of Tales of the Afternoon. I got a $5 donation.
Nice.
Yep. Which blew my mind. And I have a PayPal account set up.
Yep.
So.
And it's on that page, right?
There's a link there, but I haven't actually combined the two.
Okay.
I just feel so bad for asking No Deal to do stuff because it's like, why the fuck should No Deal do anything for me ever? It's just unreal. So, I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Sean, you got like. Sitting around and doing the security. You got your laptop and a microphone.
Yeah.
Setting Sean up to...
So...
You like that, don't you?
Yeah, that's good. That's really good.
No, you got to watch the area.
You do. So it's... Fuck you, asshole. I'll spill your big and guts all over the floor, you grain-fed fuck. Anyway, I don't know. I'll think about
maybe
it.
Maybe one day.
Wow. Well, I can't say I'm going to do it again because if I do, they'll be like, boom. And I don't want to say that if I get money, I'll do it again because I'm fucking sticking a gun in people's faces, right?
That's right.
But maybe
I donated $5 and you haven't put out a new one.
Yeah, pretty much. Fuck.
Sorry, here's your $5 back.
You can have the $5. I'll keep 5 hours of my life. Thank you very much. I'm not paying you for time. It cost me $5 an hour to stay free. Fuck. Anyway, so...
Anyway, back to Jenny. Make a game out of it.
Yeah, make a game out of it. Sorry, yes.
Make a game.
Go hard.
Yep, we like that.
Go. The only thing is you can't use any of my content. Because if you do, I'll sue you. It's kind of a weird thing to do. I would ask that if people made a game and they wanted to market the game and sell the game.
That's different.
then yeah, I'd be like,
because they're making money off something. You
yeah,
did.
If you're not making money with it, go fucking hard.
That's right. Put
do
it on the web.
Do whatever you want. Do
have
art.
Have fun with it.
Yeah, but if you're going to be, hi, I'm Kevin Sabatia, and I'm going to make a Riffs extension for Sean's World, yeah. Then, no, you're not.
See, that's how I feel, too.
Yeah, no, right? You're not.
If I was making money with the station,
yeah.
Sure, I'd give money back to the artist. I'm not making any money. Yeah. No money goes to the artist.
The reason why I'm going to be asking for cash with stuff like, I thought that I could do Tales from the After Now, and even making Tales from the After Now donatable. Like, you'll never see a donation tab for this show, because this show is easy for us to do.
Yeah,
I just sit back, it's on the fly. It's totally there. However, for Tales from the After Now, I have to make sure that the more episodes there are, all the episodes have to stay current. I have to.
Goddamn work.
It's a lot of goddamn work, and like it's like the books, right? A book, you have a product there, but like the show, I really don't give a fuck. So, and even then, I would never ask somebody to pay for it. It'll all be by donations. So we'll see how it goes.
No,
anyway,
it's not pay. It's like here's free. You like it? Give us some money.
Great. Yep. Yeah. Which I think you might want to look at that for the show, man. For the whole station.
Maybe.
Just
I'll think about
it. I mean, it's an option down the road because I mean, it's not really bad. You know, because it's not like, because we're just
Pittsburgh
so afraid.
Well, that's all I care about.
Yeah, it's the equipment. And be real, man. You're not going to make thousands of dollars on this.
You know, no, don't expect it. A
couple $100, maybe we'll buy some Dr. Pepper. Thanks much. You know, whatever. Fuck.
That's right.
What else you got?
This one's from Drew.
Drew!
And I answer questions like this all the time. I was wondering if your playlist in MP3 format was for sale. Come back. Contact
God,
me. Back,
I feel the SWAT team at the door now.
Sure, it's $5. Send $5 and I'll send you the full playlist. No.
That's called piracy. It's a federal crime. See, we'll do time for it.
I'm allowed to play it. They've given me permission. I can't give it out. I can't put it on FTP. I can't sell it, put it on MP3 discs. And
we cannot officially distribute this information.
That's right. But there's links to all the people's websites, all the artists on the webpage.
And you can get it. So, I mean, we'll tell you the titles.
That's right.
We'll tell you the titles, and we'll tell you the artist.
Buy it, steal it, go find it some other way.
And a lot of our artists, you should make sure that you make it happen.
Like damn right, because they're small.
And they need the cash, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, and
we bullshit
a lot, and the post-production work that these people put in is not like... You know, with Tales from the After Now, you know, there's some post-production work there, but that's nothing compared to the post-production that goes
through
the
music.
Yeah,
say it's like 5-7 hours for an hour. Like, yeah. Their album's an hour long, and they have like 100 hours into it.
Yeah,
200
it's
hours.
Fucking
it's crazy,
gross.
Okay?
It's gross. So you got to think about it. All right, so that's enough of that. What else you got?
This is from Don. Okay. Sim, hey man, I wrote you a little while ago saying I love your station more than anything. I still do. I listen every day while I'm out of work at 4 p.m. until 11 p.m. while I'm working in my garage on projects.
What kind of project? These aren't like pipe bomb going to blow up your school projects, are they?
They inspire me.
They inspire me. I listen to Sean and all his fucking angry shit. We just go.
Fucking angry. No,
anyway, carry on.
I love the commercials that you guys have made up with all the movie clips. I really like the old ones with men bad-mouthing women. They're just hilarious. I haven't heard the one, but only a few times, with the guy talking about old women spending all their dead husband's money on bullshit. Could you play that one a little more? And what movie did it come from? I'm trying to record all the old clips you play and let my friends hear them, too. I got one little thing to dislike, and I hope you don't get pissed. I'm very strong in my opinions of the world, and when I hear talk shows on how everything is... how everything in the world is fucked up, and all they do is bitch about it, I get violently upset and want to destroy my speakers.
Well, that could get expensive.
Yeah. I'm sorry I can't stand to hear other people's opinion on shit they try to do, and they try to do nothing about. They don't try to get involved with government or really try to do the thing that's going to help the most, do something. They just talk and talk and talk about it. It's the first thing and the only thing that makes me turn your station off. Now, what I'd really like to hear is if your talk shows now and then is what your station is all about, the music, right? The music you play is so much... It kicks so much ass. Maybe talk shows about the band you play or blah, 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 blah. Okay, it's mostly about the talk shows.
So stop complaining and talk about music.
No, I don't care about that part.
Oh, okay.
But the complaining part.
Yeah, people just complain.
And I think there's like three types of people. There's people that complain and don't do anything about it.
Right.
Then there's people that complain and suggest things to do about it.
Right.
And then there's people that do things about it.
Okay, well.
And I think all three are good.
Okay.
Just like if we complain about something or let people know about things that are bad in the world, maybe we can't do everything about it, but at least we're telling people about it.
Yeah.
And then there's the next level, telling people how to solve it. That's great.
And that's why I'm...
And then there's people that do something about it.
Yeah. Yeah, there are. To be honest with you, I think you and I are a bit of both. There's
what run
we,
all
we,
levels.
There's we complain. What's the second one?
Telling people how to fix it.
And we tell people how to fix it.
And
which
then they're
is,
fixing it.
Which is what we're doing right now.
Yes.
So we fit the complain. We fit the complain and fix.
Yes.
And a while ago, I tried to do something about it too.
Yeah.
And with all the email I've gotten feedback after last week's show, I'm going to try to do something about it again.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to sit back and watch my world turn to shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting a lot of feedback from people. It won't be Cult 2.0. That's people are saying, I don't know, you know, like Roto. I'm buying Roto a Burning Man ticket.
Oh, God.
I am. No, because he bought me one, and I owe him
right,
a Burning Man ticket.
Right.
So me and Roto talked, and I'm like, hey, man, I think I owe you a Burning Man ticket, don't I? And he's like, yeah, you're fucking on. Yeah, that's rad. So
that's awesome.
So I've got to get his information and make sure he gets a Burning Man ticket. But go ahead.
Yeah, because we sit here, we talk and talk and talk, and it was very good. It was a good feeling doing something about it before.
It was.
And
even though it scared
seeing results.
And it scared a lot of people.
It scared
but
me a little bit.
It scared you a little bit.
It scared people on the IRC a little bit.
The trick is I don't want to get too much on a block here. Mm-hmm. But, I had one guy say, are you getting all this? Are you getting your car and you're going to start it because you're turning 30 and you're getting old? I'm like, guys, 30 is not old, okay?
You did it when he was 25.
I did it when I was 25. I've wanted to get this car since day one. But anyway, it's just how I finally got enough money to do it. What's that? My convertible.
Yeah.
But, it's...
You had a car before like that, right?
I did.
You had a convertible with the big happy face in the front and all that?
Well, it wasn't a convertible. That was a Charger.
You just wish it was a convertible.
Yeah, I wanted it to be a convertible. They didn't make a Charger as a convertible, which I thought was gay, but whatever. The time has come that I'm really concerned. The reason why, like, I'll be honest with you, I really don't want to start something again. I kind of do.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah, it's a lot of work.
It's like anything. If it was easy, everyone would do it.
And the really hardcore thing is, you know why? You know why everything failed before? Because I didn't have the groundwork laid down. So before I launch it, this fucking spaceship's got to
be
built.
The other one, you kind of
I was like,
into it.
I'm like, oh, shit, I'm flying.
There's people that want me to do stuff, and I better make some
and
rules
I better knew what's going on. So that's kind of what happened. But if I'm while I'm working on it this time, yes, I am working on something. Don't fuck with me. Okay? Do not fuck with me on this. People, you know, and John, Shan, if you're listening, buddy, do a search for Cult. Kennedy's Uber Elite Terrorist, KULT. You'll see what
you
I'm talking about.
You will be enlightened.
Like, yeah.
You'll know all
about
it.
Anyone who doesn't know, I started a counterculture movement about, I don't know, what was it, 2 years ago? A year ago?
Two or three years ago,
and it grew to like 800 people.
Read
like
the history.
50 countries.
There's a history page.
And everything fell apart, and oh, God.
It was good, bad, and ugly.
But we learned a lot.
That's what's important. Really.
No, I did. I learned a lot. Yes. And I think with the new organization, it's going to blow. Because nobody's ever seen something like that happen before.
And it went huge.
And it went
like,
huge.
Oh, my God.
And I learned
it's out of control.
And I learned from that. And the new one, no one's going to expect how it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing like Cult was going to be. I'll tell
you
that
it can't be because there's Cult's no. Cult is something else now,
Cult
right?
is something
it didn't
else.
Work, right?
That's right. And
if it worked, it's still
there's
here.
Lots of spinoff. There's lots of spinoff organizations now. There's guys who are even using like similar clans and stuff like that. And they tried to run it,
which is great. It's inspirational. People are doing stuff, right?
Yeah, it's but that's not going to work either. I know. I tried, mm-hmm. and I'm really good at this kind of thing. So it's not going to work, guy. No one could do it before I did it, and no one will be able to do it after I've done it. So you know, that's pretty much how that works. So looks like I'm going to have to try a new approach. A new approach, I will try. What else you got?
From Donna, I was given the first 4 broadcasts of Tales from the Afternow.
Sorry. Oh, God.
Here's some more. I was given the first 4 broadcasts by a young friend who's apparently a big fan. I listened to them for the first time today. I just want to tell you how very impressed I was. At 52, I'm a long-time, well-read science fiction aficionado.
Wow.
I found it to be the most believable premise, well-done, thought-provoking, in the lines of an Orson Welles presentation. I've downloaded the rest of the broadcasts and looking forward to listening to them and any future broadcasts. I have several friends I intend to share this with. If it interests you, you have reached out to the farthest one can go in North America from where you're located. I live in Key Largo, Florida. Thanks very much from a new old fan.
Cool. I'm getting all the seniors in Florida.
Excellent.
Once we get the Blue Hair Wash Club on our side, no one can stop us.
That's really our target market.
It is, though.
From
super cool. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm very privileged. I really respect that. People who are like hardcore sci-fi fans.
That's very important.
That's huge, man.
Like, that they know what it's like.
Oh, they're just stroking my ego. They just want more. There's probably some 12-year-old and he's lying. Carry on.
It's really cool. From Eshrian. Hey, what can I say? I love the show. I think it's great that there's someone still willing to express some rather controversial opinions in a world where opinions are feared and ridiculed by the masses, one which thrives upon commercialism and the ignorance held by a vast portion of society. I hope such opinions may also always be freely expressed, but the censorship of all controversial opinions that may cause a disturbance in rather numbed mind of the people seems to have rather prevalent... become a rather prevalent issue. Anyway, I made up some banners for the site. Hope you like them.
Tight. Thanks,
great,
guy.
Great banners, yep.
Awesome,
they'll
awesome.
Be going up soon.
Very cool. Yeah, we love stuff like that. Thank you. Keep coming. And if you really like the station, share it with people.
Exactly.
That's how we grow and
the best way.
If you really want to help the station, give us mirrors. If you want to grow the station, give us people.
Mirrors, Photoshop.
Mirrors and people.
Graphics.
You betcha.
Everything. Mirrors and people. Big ones. Big ones. And people were asking, when are the songs going to be up? When are the songs going to be up? Because all the Porn on Beta
songs,
they are up now.
Porn on Beta is Sumerian's band.
So you can go to the site there, pornonbeta.com. All three songs that we've been playing for the past couple weeks, all done. All the levels are nice. All the effects are done.
Right on.
Yeah, they sound real, real choice. Another reminder of the What the Fuck contest.
Cool.
I'll post the link in the IRC in a bit. He is extending the contest until March 4th, so get in as
very cool.
you can.
So if you want to get in there March 4th on the What the Fuck Show. Super prizes.
Great prizes.
Check it out.
DEFCON 11 tickets, gift certificates to Think Geek, and angry shirts. Always good shirts there.
Where is, when's DEFCON 11 happening?
I don't know.
We should go to that.
It's probably far away.
It's probably Vegas is probably where it is.
Yeah. I'm already taking two trips this year, so...
Oh, well, maybe I'll go.
It's very tough. Yes?
Screw you, hippie.
Screw you, hippie.
Well, you're going to Burning Man. I'm a god.
Exactly.
Well, we need to go, though. We could, like, I don't know, do... We could, like, hang out in front of the Luxor and handle Bibles or something.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be awesome.
Actually, you know what'd be really great? Does somebody out there work for a bookbinding place? Because it'd be cool to package books that look like the Bible, but they're not... Or you have, like, the first half of the Bible.
Kind of bluish gray cover to them all.
Yeah,
really
and you all hand them out.
The gold writing.
Oh, wait a minute. No. Because you know what's going to happen next. They're gonna
the
make,
red edges.
And then people are going to make the virus manifesto, and they're going to put it up. No. Never mind. Cancel last.
That'd be so sweet.
No, it wouldn't. Next.
11 new Rant Radio wallpapers.
Oh, my God. Really?
You got to love that. They're
Let's
nice.
Let's see
too.
Them. Rant Radio wallpapers. Here they are.
And there's so many on the page. I mean, if you want
Holy
your desktop
crap.
Decorated.
We got it all here, baby.
Like, tons and tons and tons. There's that one. There's this one's really nice. The third one in.
Oh, wow. That looks really cool. It's like a big picture of me.
Yeah. Let me.
Which is good, because I like having pictures of me on my own desktop. Wow, that's a tight
with
one.
With the IRC in the background. Very new take on Sean's pictures.
That's very cool, yeah. I got to get some more pics up. I'm sorry, guys.
And
it's just that Smokey always calls me fat, so it's Smokehouse's fault that we don't have any new pictures.
Exactly. It's bringing his ego down. He's
you like that? Was
good.
That a good one? That was a good one.
This one's
wow,
Casey
cool.
Saul, this one.
Wow,
Casey
Saul's
cubes and
kick ass.
And here's a nice rendered by Poser. This is by Psycho Burb. And it's got the webpage
wow,
all over the porn face.
Super cool.
Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
And here's a nice one here. Heavy Hitters.
Oh yeah, I know where that's from.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
a nice one.
Yeah, I know exactly where that's from.
And there's a bunch more that people can check out there.
Memories. The Heavy Hitters. Yeah, there's a lot more to that than you think. I should skip radio about the Heavy Hitters. Anyway.
And there's some new pictures in the listener galleries. A whole bunch of new chicks, a whole bunch of new guys. Two girls, seven guys. Go check them out.
Who are the girls?
Well, let's go check them
out. Are they cute?
I believe there's some cute ones in there.
Cool. Who's the two new ones? See if
well,
I can
let's scroll down. Well, I just put them in order, so they're at the end.
So they're at the end? Woo!
Kathleen
oh, my goodness.
And... I don't even know how to pronounce that. Grace Jam.
Wow. They're
sexy chicks.
They're sexy chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that chick there holding the camera?
Leslie.
Wow, she's hot.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
They're all hot. Wow, we're getting some sexy chicks.
Oh, yeah. Like we said in the beginning of the show, all the Photoshops are up.
Cool.
So go check out the
Photoshops. Very, very nice.
Exactly. And that is it for me.
That is it for you, Groovy. Let's move on to halftime music, and then we'll be, we got a whole bunch of halftime music. What do we got?
Oh, yeah, lots of good stuff. We have a band called Dope, and they
are dope.
Oh my God,
they're so good.
They did a cover of Fuck the Police before, and we have played that before.
Yes, they also did a cover of Shout, which I think was on. She Spin Me Right Round, which was covered and was on the American Psycho soundtrack.
That's right.
So we got, what do we got? We got
two Sabo. Are these
new?
Yes.
Wow.
New mixes
from Sabo. Tight.
Yeah. One is the Bandwidth Zombies.
Right.
Begging for Bandwidth.
Bandwidth.
Oh, really? We got that?
Bandwidth.
Nice.
And a new mix of, because he said, I wanted to catch up, so he's done a lot of new shows.
Oh, nice.
With this mix.
Nice.
Very nice.
And Say It With Sabo.
Say It With Sabo.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what that one's called. And we got some rants for people who are just joining.
Just joining people,
dude. We haven't played rants in a while.
I'm playing the Suicide Rant, so you want to check it out.
And the Falling Chair Rant, by request from Sean Kennedy.
You betcha. So we'll play Dope, then we'll play the Suicide Rant. And then we'll do, like, one of the other ones and go from there. So stick around after that. I've got some more groovy stuff. We will take it from there. I'll talk to you soon. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
That's right, it's Sean K. Time for Live Rant Season. This week, we've got some fuel. We've got a little bit of fuel for me, okay? I'm looking in the province. Right on Wednesday or Thursday, on the cover of the province, it was a young kid who's 14 years old. What does he do? He went to the Patella Bridge, and he jumps off the fucking bridge. He goes and jumps off the bridge, a 14-year-old kid, and he left a suicide note. And why did he do it? Why did he jump off the bridge? Because he was teased so badly in school by his peers that he was like, I have nowhere to go, I have no one to turn to, I have no friends, must not have internet, and I am just going to fucking kill myself. So he goes, consults a Ouija board first, and it says, oh, you should kill yourself, because this is what fucking Ouija boards say. So he goes, well, what does he do? He goes, and he fucking jumps off the bridge. And I was like, oh, you know, when are people going to fucking realize that, one, the shit that people say in high school, a lot of people get really upset because, oh, well, these fucking kids, you know, they picked up a gun and they started shooting people at Columbine. They started shooting them. They were killing these fucking kids in Columbine. Wow, what's wrong with our society? No, what's wrong with your fucking kids, okay? Because to a teenager, that's their fucking world is the high school, man. That's it. That is their complete suffering. And let me tell you, the abuse, the fucking sustained, you have to be an adult to have the Charter of Rights mean fuck all to you. Teachers take shit away from you. You are a sub-fucking citizen. There are convicts that have more rights than teenagers in America. And that is a fact. Cops can smack them down. They can be raped. The word is no fucking bond. They're absolutely fucking at the end of their rope. And so what do? They pick up a gun. They go to the school and they extract some justice on their own terms. And what do these people do? They go, oh, this is wrong. It was so fucking wrong. What's wrong with our society? Our society is fucked. That's what's wrong. It's all wrong. It's been a fucking duration of wrong for all close to 40 fucking years now. We've been all raised by media. We've been icons that don't exist. And we're just gonna fucking keep on feeding it to you. Have some more friends, you little fuck. Have some Hollywood Squares. Have some fucking Jeopardy. It's a joke. It's a fucking gag, man. And there's a 14-year-old kid who throws himself off the bridge because he didn't know my fucking name. If he knew my fucking name, he wouldn't have thrown himself off the bridge. He would have thrown some other fucking off the bridge. Don't kill yourself. Kill other people. It's never that bad. If you have the gun to your temple and you go, wait, I have a gun. It's not that fucking bad. You'll never kill yourself. That's retarded. Holy fuck. Like, why would you do this? Why? Things are going really bad for me in high school. Things are really rough, so I'm going to kill myself. No, wait. I'm going to run away from home and kill some pimps and get some money, and then I'll fly to Paris, join the French Foreign Legion, get trained in cars because a shock troop, come back, hunt them down, and kill their kids in front of them. Ta-da! Which is more appealing? Or you can kill yourself! That's so fucking dumb. It's the height of stupidity. You fucking kill yourself. There is so many other reasons. So many other things you could fucking do. But no, no, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. And people down the road, when I get fucking arrested, it's gonna happen. I'm gonna get fucking arrested, okay? When it does, people say, oh, he's corrupting the youth. Look at what he said. He said that they shouldn't kill themselves. They should kill other people. What? What? What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm corrupting youth. I'm calling it exactly how the fuck it is. And if you don't believe me, why don't you ask some kids? Because they'll tell you the same fucking thing. The same thing. Everybody in denial. La la la, fucking la. My world consists of Gap Jean commercials. That's my fucking world. Only thing teenagers have to worry about is dating pressure. That's all we worry about is dating pressure. Like, fuck, man. When I was a teenager, I was worried about making it off the fucking school bus alive. That was my stress. Shit, I wonder how many times I'm gonna get beat up fucking today. That was before the big hormone kicked in, okay? And I practiced my well-known Scottish art of fuck you, which consists in a lot of a headbutting and then kicking you in the fucking face. Alright? It's gonna go really bad, really fucking fast. So, what's the solution? What's the solution here? Enough negativity. People have to start communicating with fucking people. People have to begin to understand what is going on in the world. You cannot believe the television because everything that comes out of the God box is a lie. Everything that comes out of the God box is a fucking lie. Okay? So that's all I had to say about that. I'm a lot happier now.
And if you'd like...
Fucker.
It's time for another rant. Get ready to listen to Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader. For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
So here I am, I'm sitting at my desk, and I realize to myself, you know what, my life is a big bag of shit. I'm sitting at my desk, and I realize my life is a big bag of shit. I'm sitting at my fucking desk, and I realize my life is a big bag of shit. I am sick of having my water rations from a small plastic cooler at the end of the fucking hall. That's what I'm sick of. You, with the tie. You look like a fucking idiot. Did you know that? I hate it. I hate my job. I hate everything about my job. I hate who I'm dealing with. I hate who I have to work with. Our clients suck. Our clients suck. Our clients are the biggest bunch of assholes I've ever had to deal with in my life. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. I'm going to get out, and I'm going to go up to the window, and I'm going to throw my fucking chair through it. It's gonna walk down in a ball, out of sight, see it fall into traffic, down into the traffic below. And I bet you some car alarms are going off now. I bet you some car alarms are going off now, aren't they? I'm just gonna go home right now, get some food coloring, and fuck up my cat. It'll be great. He'll be running around scaring the neighbor's cats, and they'll be fucking, they'll think, oh my god, we're gonna have kittens that are gonna be blue and pink and purple. And what the fuck is gonna happen then? Then I'm gonna have to go buy something that's leopard print. Anything leopard print. Somebody get me some shit that's leopard print. I'm gonna put everything I've on from now on is going to be some kind of animal fat. That'll be fucking fantastic. I'll have zebra stripe socks, leopard print pants, and some elephant looking fucking jacket. It'll be wonderful. I'm gonna shave my head and tattoo shit on the insides of my eyelids to reconfirm my convictions every time I fucking blink. It'll be great. And I'll have my own lights and my own system, my own rules, because I'm sick of everybody else's rules. I'm sick of everybody else's rules. I'm sick of having to deal with other people telling me what to do 24 fucking hours a day. How about you? My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
They're zombies!
What are they?
They're bandwidth zombies from the RAAA. They will destroy Rant Radio unless we can destroy them with a bandwidth thrower. Have some bandwidth, motherfucker.
Rant Radio needs large amounts of bandwidth. If you can help, email Sumerian at info@rantradio.com.
Oh, I didn't know it was his wife. Fuck, I didn't know. But cool.
Well done, you. Why are you listening to that video?
Why aren't you fucking your wife?
I didn't say that. That's fucking wrong.
Actually, I've got a new Porno Beta song.
Yeah.
To play. I'm not singing on it, but still a new Porno Beta song.
Great. Well, we'll put that in.
It's a cover. It's another cover song.
What's it a cover of?
It's Guns N' Roses cover.
Roses?
Yep.
So, general news tonight. Sam, if you want to activate your... Wow. Can you get a smaller font? I think it goes down to
one. I can read it.
Holy shit, has some real estate. Anyway, I do know without looking at my notes that this is show number 54 The Sean Kennedy Show. And tonight's topic, I couldn't tell you because I don't have my fucking notes. Okay, here we go. Oh, that's right. You're
there
free!
Is no topic.
There is no topic. The topic tonight is spoon. I don't know if you'll be able to eat anything in the UK because they deep fry everything in animal fat.
They do, yes.
They do everything.
Oh, you want some tea?
Oh, you want some tea? Let me just drop this tea bag in the fucking mouth. Oh, God. You know, and if you look at them and say, do you have any soy milk, they will kick you in the nuts.
I know, so I'll be basically stealing...
Basically.
Stealing fruit from the fruit stands, eating it.
Basically. Well, yeah, but, like, she wants to, like, paint the living room and shit.
You're like, yeah,
let's paint the living room. I'm like, yeah, wait, I'd rather smash my fucking head in a slate fireplace. You know, I can't paint the living room, honey. Why? Because I'm bleeding from the fucking eyes. Hey, did you see that fucking movie, that Newfie one? The fucking one. They're all kinds of awards. Fucking gay, too. The book was bad.
You're not doing so well.
Shut up,
Sean.
You fucking begging piece of shit.
And I am going to go to Burning Man this year and Europe as well.
Holy shit.
So call out to the people in Europe who listen to Rant Radio. Maybe I can hook up with you. And
use
your facilities.
Use your facilities? Is that what you're calling having sex with listeners now?
No, not sex with them.
Roman Catholic Church does other weird shit. The Feverly Ossuary is a small Christian chapel decorated with human bones, which is in the outskirts of the Czech Republic. You should check this place out.
I found
all these bones. Yeah, all 250,000 skulls you got decorating the walls. It's made of fucking human skulls.
Whoa.
That's a lot of dead people, okay?
Look at the gallery.
What's that chandelier? Check out the coat of arms there, whatever.
Coat of arms made out of, oh my god.
Made out of human
skulls and bones.
Made out of human skulls and shit. Now apparently this particular ossuary was featured in the Dungeons and Dragons movie. So if you're looking and go, wow, look at special effects, there's all these human skulls and shit everywhere. That's not fake. Oh my god, that's a lot of dead people. And that's like a lot of fucking dead people.
Way too many.
You know what I'd do? You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to get somebody so drunk and stoned and then fuck them up and have them wake up in there. Could you imagine? I'd be like, well, I'm going to break me up some femurs and make me a fucking sharp thing. I would like a goddamn Tom Brown tracker. It's about 4.5 inches long, weighs about 2 pounds. On the good news, a turtle kicked some serious ass just the other day. Weighing all 55 pounds, a 16-year-old turtle destroyed an Auburn pet store, killing more than 6,000 tropical fish and causing more than $16,000 in damages. Now the owner, David Johnson, is trying to figure out how to keep the Auburn Pet Center's doors open. Had Vandal's been responsible, insurance would have paid for repairs. But unfortunately for Johnson, the destruction was an inside job. And Harry is the primary suspect. Fucking Harry for shit! Maybe he was just exploring, or maybe he wanted to impress Sally, who was a female turtle in his tank, with whom he was enamored of late. But for some reason, the foot-high reptile found himself behind a wall of length of an aquarium that held 49 aquariums. A wall of 49 aquariums. Now, this, think about this. A foot-tall, 55-pound turtle muckles underneath 49 aquariums. That's no small amount of weight. And he fucking puts himself under, and he's like, aww, and pushes the entire tank over and shatters it.
Wow.
That's fucking rad. I mean, any turtle that can do that much damage, I'm like, yeah, Harry is a wog turtle. I want a wog turtle picture before the end of this fucking show. Somebody give me a wog turtle. Post in the RC. I want a wog turtle before the end of this fucking show. That's fucking rad.
That's a total testament to the fighting spirit of our culture right there. Harry ought to be the fucking official mascot of Ray Radio. Fuck yeah. Yeah, put the end game, send me the trailer. Hey, dad, fucking tank me my big ass.
Warming up for my dance remix. You getting enough food there? You getting enough food shoveled into your fucking face while I talk? It looks so yummy, too. And I have tea, which I can't drink. This fucking sucks. Smokey's sitting there in his fucking wheelchair. All of a sudden, he's fucking eating chocolate.
Angelica Firestorm is, like, going absolutely nutty.
You know, very fucking... Every fucking time Skip Chamberlain is on, some fucking ass needs me to go help them. Fuck! I hate missing the show live.
Damn!
Fuck! Fuck! You know what's really sad, though? If she's, like, helping someone somewhere, like, a tech support, you could just tell how she's gonna answer that phone and be like...
Hello!
And be like, what? What the fuck do you want? Do you know it's Monday night? Do you know it's 8 p.m.? Do you know Sean Kennedy's on? I hate you!
Happy birthday, dude. I didn't get you a fucking thing. Showing up is good enough, Sean.
Thanks, buddy. It's the thought that counts.
Late or not,
showing up is still counts.
Fuck you, man. Oh, yeah, the RC respects me. You betcha. The RC doesn't even know what respect
they're vicious.
Is.
They're vicious.
They're the most savage bunch of bastards I've ever seen in my life.
They are.
Exploiting ourselves for your benefit. You're listening to Rant Radio.
okay, Shade rocks my world. That's all there is to say about that. Shade did two cards already. The one that really got me wasn't so much the... my card was cool. I mean, I'm actually looking for a title. He's got a little bit too many titles on there because it's just kind of crazy there. But, ooh, nice hacker ID, the PSID prisoner. Very cool.
Prisoner ID.
Wow, that's really nuts. He's got the barcode on his fucking head and everything. That's, nice. that's like really
Shade
crazy.
Is the shit.
Shade is the shit. Anyway, yeah, but the one that got me was when you click on his SIM card.
Oh, my God.
Hello, I'm a hippie vegan fuck. Oh, and I own a radio station, too. I read that, and I just about fell over so, like, I was laughing so hard. I was, ooh, that's pretty good.
Ooh, that's a nice one.
Yeah, that's not bad. It looks pretty egotistical, though. Future leader of the world. That's not bad, though. I like it.
Yeah.
I like that one. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm a hippie vegan. Oh, yeah, and I own a radio station. Fuck. I was laughing so hard. I was walking around just howling.
Walking off the laughing.
Oh, my God, was I laughing. Shade, you totally killed me there, man. That's so funny. Anyway, yeah, that, and again, Sabo's remix. Another amazing
Lots
thing.
Lots of good clips in there.
If you're not interested in listening to this, I won't be offended if you head back into the room, just so you know. Okay, cool. Talking to that person.
Because we yell a lot.
Yeah, because we yell a lot, and you don't want to, you know, whatever. Anyway!
Put your headphones.
Yeah, very, very tight. Keep those cards coming in. Oh, put my cards coming in? Why? Why?
Put your headphones on.
Okay, hang on, I got to put my head. Say something.
You're yelling a little bit.
Is that better? Oh, there's music in the background now. That's a
that's
lot better.
A bit better.
Sorry. Well, I yell. People like it when I yell. I mean, that's my job, right? I'm
I don't like
a yeller,
it.
You know? Don't put that on the card. Okay, so I'm
yeller.
I'm an old yeller. that's what I'll be after I'm 50. Sim's card was very funny. On to the Illuminati news. Illuminati news this week. Everything is under fucking control. Id Fungus sent this to me. Here's a link for you. How marketers are using Nazi mind control techniques and fucking bragging about it. Like, okay, when you're using the Nazi mind control techniques and bragging about it, mindcontrolmarketing.com. Can you believe this shit here? Like
they're actually saying this is awesome and cool and sign up for this and...
Okay, hang on. What is this here? What is the most powerful mind control tactic used by the Nazis? With this secret alone, you'd be able to get people to do almost anything you want. If they use this secret to people who commit atrocities, how will it be easy to get people to purchase products on the internet? It's shockingly powerful, amazing. There's a secret below for free instant access.
We give you X-ray specs as well.
Give me instant access to our forbidden files and exclusive mind control marketing inside free subscription to mind control marketing letters. Well, yeah, you get to suck my ass. Like, I'm sorry, I'm just like... That's fucking unreal. I'm glad Id Fungus sent that to me because it makes me go, wow, people are just generally sick assholes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Now, the bug sent me this, which is where you can go to a website to vote to impeach Bush. Yes, now all Americans can vote to impeach the president who acts unconstitutionally. All Americans are encouraged to sign and vote on the page who oppose the war and the president. So I'd also explain why George W. Bush should be impeached. So... if you'd like to fill out a form
and put your name
and
down.
Put your name on it there. Of course, we all know how much Sean thinks that actually does.
And the government will put you right in their files.
Yeah, yeah. On to Illuminati news here. Authorities from Canada, U.S., Mexico have shut down a dubious medical clinic that was treating cancer patients with magnets. Now,
magnets.
I actually, this
wrecked
is
my heart,
special one for Hammer, because Hammer actually is taking a course in magnets. And magnets have been used to treat injuries for a long time. And the sign is, it doesn't do anything! Really? Well, there's a lot of people who seem to think it
does.
Yeah,
cure? No. Okay, we're going with the magnets.
Yeah. Does it hurt you? No. Does it do anything? So it's not good or bad? No. Okay, so if it doesn't do anything, why'd you shut down the clinic? Most of the patients were from the U.S., and about 10% were from Canada. The company was based in B.C., while the treatments were given at a clinic in Tijuana, Mexico. Because if you did the treatments in B.C., you get, like...
they take your magnets away.
Yeah, they get you. Because you're not doing anything with these magnets. Okay, so who cares? Yeah, that kind of makes me go, well, I don't know if magnets are really good and stuff, but they were used...
Hey, if the placebo works, great.
Yeah, if the placebo works, it's great, but the Egyptians used them, eh? Like, yeah. A bunch of people have used them throughout history to...
they know a lot of stuff.
Yeah, something. They know something. Yep. I don't know if that's it, but I'd like some unbiased data, you know, and if it seemed to help these people, then, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know. So, what the fuck? What did I just...
You clicked.
Yes, yes, I did. This is a this is a story.
Quit your click.
Which is about overreaction. Okay, this guy was at an airport.
Yeah.
It was around midnight when a 22-year-old Fortin student tried to catch a connecting flight to Beirut, Lebanon. Officials won't release his name, but they may as well have called him Osama.
Mm-hmm.
The student had a laptop.
Oh, my God.
And a carry-on bag when he approached the trio of security screeners manning an X-ray machine at Terminal A. When they noticed on a bottle, and when he noticed a bottle in the bag, Jesus Christ.
Bottle.
The fucking bottle. That's glass in that bottle.
You could, like, stab someone.
Actually, it's probably not glass, because it would have taken away for sure. Then.
Oh,
it
was yeah.
A plastic bottle in the bag. Where was I? Lost my page. The student told him it was cologne. Which, you know, you can see. No, guys, it's cologne. See? To prove it, he sprayed a bit on himself and a bit into the air. In what FBI Special Agent Linda Vizzi carefully characterizes as a non-combatant, non-threatening way.
I sprayed in a non-threatening
way. Sort of
like
when you spray. How exactly would you fucking spray cologne in a threatening way? Like, fuck you! You smell good! What the hell? So, after he non-compatibly, non-threateningly sprayed his cologne, something about the perfume spraying Saudi scared the people at the airport. Oh my God! For the next thing they knew, the student knew he was in police custody. Soon the FBI were on the case, and screeners were rushed to a Methodist hospital where they were quarantined along with everyone else in the ER until at 1:30 a.m. Get a whiff of this. In addition, two Philly cops who've been exposed to stuff in the airport were tracked down by Rite Aid and drunk at a Rite Aid and a Dunkin' Donuts, no joke, both stores, and who both of them were also quarantined. Wow, that's some offensive cologne.
Very.
Like, you must smell really fucking bad to get quarantined. Meanwhile, the hazardous material team examined the Agarius elixir.
Tasty. And that's why you have your own mic.
That's right. I've got, like, little greebly stuck in my mic.
Mm.
Examined the Agarius elixir, and you know what they found out it was?
What was it?
It was fucking cologne.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now, well, that's good they took those measures, because you,
you know
what kind.
I understand that it could be some sort of airborne virus. And he could be, like, some suicide guy.
Could be.
But don't you think we overreacted there just a little bit?
Could be. Yeah.
Like.
A lot?
Holy fuck, guys. You know.
It's like, okay, let's take away the cologne. We'll give it back to you at the other end after we test her. Something like that.
Yeah. In cryptozoological news, there's a giant nasty predator stalking South America. The 31st Sheriff's Office at Rosario de la Fuente kicked off an investigation into the truth and existence of a strange bipedal animal standing 2 meters tall with a humanoid appearance. Accused of devouring... pardon me. Oh, God, I'm so
Was
tired.
It flashing everyone?
Accused of having devoured medium and large-sized animals and attacking an undetermined number of people. What do you mean
undetermined?
What, you
we
only found
know.
Some of them, or what?
We found parts.
Well,
there.
Did 10 people report it? Yeah, well, and he attacked 10 fucking people. In the forest area of Arana Saladona, 6 kilometers east of the city. According to the witnesses, the beast had hairy body, large eyes, large ears, and eyes. Okay, so it's Alfred E. Newman, and he's Greek.
Or a smokehouse.
Or smokehouse, yeah. Powerful claws in its upper extremities. Oh, no, no. And issued deafening howls. My God.
That's what smokehouse does when as an initial, diaper changed.
As an initial measure, we have started interviewing all those who claim to have seen or had an encounter with this specimen. Specimen, my ass. Get a fucking hunting rifle. I'll give you a specimen. Said the officer in charge of the delegation, Rene Humberto Taquero, whatever the fuck his name is. We will later request instructions from higher authorities. Like what?
God! We're waiting for
we
his
We got this big hairy monster and it's attacking and killing people! No, no, you need to fuck you, I'm shooting. Since we are faced with unknown species, the most logical thing to do, fuck, I love this! Since we are faced with an unknown species, then the most logical thing to do is to capture it alive for subsequent study. Now, you know, a scientist wrote this.
Yes.
Because,
we must capture it.
Wait, there's a large hairy beast with great big ears and large eyes with fangs and claws. And he's attacking everyone in sight, and he's eaten most of the cattle, and now they're moving into human populace. Quickly, we must discover it for human study. No, you can fucking strain the remains for teeth, ass wiper. Okay, I'm gonna. I don't know about you, but I'm using, I'll basically improvise surface to air missiles and just use them surface to surface for the time being, so that I can blow this fucking thing's ass to the fucking moon.
But we want to clone it. And make
fucking,
more.
You fucking do that. All you need is DNA. You can get DNA from things very small. Here, I'll give you his stomach. Okay.
Here's some fur.
Go clone it. Have a nice. Nice fucking day. Thank you for calling. I would blow the goddamn back ass. Like, I put a hole in that thing big enough to throw a fucking cat through. Like, fuck that. Spock! There you go. Have some of that, fucker. Oh, gee, I can't believe that shit. People blow my fucking mind. And Cult Watch! Some teachers got stoned to death. Now, this is good. I'm glad when they're killing teachers. Because these...
Oh, yeah.
These teachers were casting spells in Africa. I fucking hate that.
Okay.
When the Congolese teachers are casting spells. Congolese villagers have stoned and beaten to death four teachers accused of casting an evil spell to cause an outbreak of the deadly Ebola disease. This has killed nearly 70 people, local officials said Friday. Many locals believe occult forces are at work. In Kelly, people continue to believe that Ebola disease is a spell that's been cast by them by witches. Four teachers accused of being the cause of the disease have been beaten and stoned to death. Good. We don't need any more teachers down there anyway. Said Duano Josia, whatever the fuck his name is, a local official. He did not say when the terrorists, when the teachers were killed. Pardon me.
Those terrorists.
Freudian slip. Yeah, well, you know, maybe they were casting spells. Do you know where Ebola comes
maybe
from?
Maybe they know better than us.
Do we know where Ebola comes from? It could be a spell.
It could be. And we're just calling it Ebola.
No.
It's a nice friendly name instead of witch spell.
Instead of, yeah. It's
deadly witch spell.
It's so much easier to say than deadly witch spell, too. Maybe Ebola is like that. What's when you use an acronym? They do that. I was listening to Art Bell the other night.
Oh, no.
This fucking guy gets on there.
That's with your mind, man.
No, this guy got on there talking about Nostradamus. Now, some of the guys that get on there.
God, Nostradamus.
They use French, eh? Which tells you right there that there's nothing good can come of it. But anyway. You know, frogs don't know shit, otherwise they would have won all the wars. But, yeah, we know what is going on. That's why you got invaded twice and gave up. Fuck you.
Okay? I'm going to bring that up.
It's like Robin Williams, on that ad. He goes, look at me, fuck you, I'm French, I don't smoke. Look at me, I'm giving a cigarette to a baby. Fuck,
that
guy's so
that
bad.
That was a good part.
I smoking gives cigarettes to babies. Anyway, yeah, you know, the French show. Yeah, that's not your name, this guy. And he was talking about... There's this dude who talks about it for the Antichrist. His name is Mobus. M-O-B-A-S or Mobas or something like that. Or Mobus. M-O-B-O-S or something like that.
Okay.
The really sad thing is there's this poor son of a bitch who is made the ambassador for the United States to Iraq. And his fucking name is Mobus.
Okay.
By some cruel twist of fate. So this guy, everyone's like, he's the Antichrist. So this nice dude from southern Missouri is over there, and people are like, you're the devil! He's like, no, I'm actually a grandfather. I got five kids, and I'm a really nice guy. No! Nostradamus said you're the devil! This poor bastard. And even the guy who was interpreting Nostradamus was like, this poor son of a bitch. And he's just, you know, bad roll of
the... That's really the guy.
Not the guy. He's not the devil. You know, because some of the guys who listen to Art Bell are messed up guys.
Oh. Way out there.
Like, woo, 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 woo. Like, my wogs are a little bit, you know, dangerous.
Some of them are
But no, man. Like, woo, whoa, 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 whoa. Fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Working the show numbers around.
Oh, yeah. Show number, and he's missed, you know, one every 15 shows. No, I'm going to jack.
Eerie silence of 2 minutes.
I'm going to jack you with about 6,000 cc's of Thorazine, and you're going to take a little nap now, okay? I'll see you later, motherfucker. Yeah, it's I, man. So I'm just like, fuck that. So, yeah, that kind of freaked me out. But anyway, this guy was talking about Mobus, and he was doing... Right. There's rules for making anagrams and changing their names. Apparently, there's this rule, but he changed that name to... I'm not even joking. He changed it to George W. Bush. He changed it to Osama bin Laden.
Oh,
and
God.
He changed it to somebody else.
And the number 13.
And the number 13, and probably my name, if you really tried. And if you turn it upside down, it looks like an A, and I'm like...
You put it in a mirror, and then...
Oh, yeah. I'm not even kidding.
Then
I was
you
like,
increase each number by one, and...
Yeah, you can add and remove redundant letters and substitute one vowel, and I'm like, fuck off, guy. You can make anything with that. There's no rule. Suck my ass. On to the alien problem.
And there is one.
A shocking discovery boosts the chance of life on Europa. Oh, you don't say. I guess we just discovered this, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you just happened to
all
come across it.
All these worlds are yours.
Scientists simulating
Europa.
Meteorite impacts on frozen oceans of Europa have made an electrifying discovery, which raises the chances of finding life on Jupiter's moon. Arthur C. Clarke much?
Mm-hmm.
Jerome Brocky, or some fucking name, at NASA, Aaron's Research Center in California, has colleagues fired aluminum bullets into a block of ice.
Just for fun.
Just for something to do. What are you doing? I'm a fucking scientist. Fuck you, ice.
We're analyzing this.
I'll fuck that ice up. They found out, they were drunk, fuck off. They found out when the bullet impacted, sensors embedded in the ice, Jesus Christ, guys, how much do you make for doing this? Detected an electric shock.
Whoa.
A second and much larger electrical discharge was observed a few moments later.
An after shock.
I guess, so there's voltage there. Somehow that equates to life.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you're like...
I guess there's aluminum. I guess there's ice.
That really...
It's alive! It's alive!
Quick!
Send some voltage.
Run to the hills!
No, I don't think so.
However, talk about... come talk to me when... Don't come to me with no petition. Fools, come to me with ammunition! The bang, bang, buck, buck, boom, boom, pow, pow. Got the aliens landed. Yeah, bitch, well, how you like me now? UFO spotted over Kins... God damn it, I clicked it again! Fuck! Now I lost it. Oh, I hate that.
There you go.
Die! Oh, fucking hate it again. Here we go. Okay, UFO appeared on a UFO over the sky of Kingsgate Retail Park last week. This is in Scotland. Causing a spooked drivers to bump their cars.
Bump.
It must be pretty goddamn big. Several people resorted to seeing a huge silver object in the area as I drove past 8:45 a.m. last Wednesday. Drivers were so distracted by the bizarre sight, at least two minor bumps were reported. I'm like, what do you mean? That's it? They must be some fucking drunk in Scotland. Oh, you know, I can't do a Scottish thing. Ooked! There's an eel in! Oh, yeah. Did you get a football game? Like, seriously!
That's about it.
Look, there's a lunch! There's a great big fucking silver disc over there! Yeah, would you say, see if you can find some Gary Newman? No! There's a giant fucking disc, you Scottish weirdo! Put down the skirt, pick up the gun, and go shoot the fucking aliens! Hello? Oh, yeah, there's two minor bumps.
We'll tell Nessie all about it.
Oh, look at that! Oh! Ooh! There's a great... Seriously!
There's a great...
There's a great big silver disc over there! And Walton's got a new fence up. Look at that! You know... what the fuck?! Drivers were distracted by the driver's line. At least two minor bumps were reported. Yeah, the minor bumps would be my fucking... The two minor bumps with my head hitting the roof and the fucking gas pedal hitting the floor! Those would be the two minor bumps... The attention of the motors wandered.
Oh, look at it go.
Oh, there it goes. Yeah, what's he doing? Oh, shooting cows.
Oh, my God, we're late for work.
And we're waiting for work. What's it? Did it get any of them? No, I don't think so. All right. All right.
We still got cows.
They're just kids having fun, you know. As attention of the motors wandered from the more mundane forms to the transport before them on the road. You know, seriously. Oh, there'll be aliens here.
He's glanced up.
Fuck that! I mean, Scottish people are really good people. A little, kind of different people, but they're good people. And they're drunk a lot. But, I mean, I really, if aliens were going to make contact, I really wouldn't want them to deal with the Scottish first.
They wouldn't care.
Oh! You want to go to my brother's house!
You don't want me!
Come inside, 20 minutes, we'll get you some, have some porridge with some fucking salt. And,
you look a bit thin.
And, you look a bit thin! Oh, fucking, you're a cancer victim!
Far.
You got no hair! Jesus, some glasses you got on
there.
Put
some color into you.
So come on in there, buddy, I'll get you all up there. No. Oh, wait, what are you doing with that then? Jesus Christ, man, you're not wearing any clothes! You're gonna be cold as fuck!
Where is
30 minutes later, split scene shoot, alien and kill. Look! You know.
Teaching him the island dance.
Fuck! Look at the head! My God!
The head!
It's huge! Your head is so big. I mean, don't say that, Stanley. It's not nice. But his head's massive! Look at it! It's naked! You're not a fan of the Gunners, are you? No? Alright, then come away. You know, seriously, like... Holy shit! The UFO just mildly distracted these fucking people.
Miles, just looked up.
Oh, look at that. Sheeps are good, yeah. Looks good, yeah. Oh, new pothole in the road there. And a great big fucking spaceship up to the side.
We better look.
Oh, no. I think Margie's got a new flower box, too. Hey, look at that. Ooh, is this geranium? Don't know. Let's get a closer look. Hang on. Got to step over the alien fucking corpse in the middle of the road here. Fucks your head. I'm sorry. Giant silver disc. I'd be fucking...
Probably on page 6.
You know,
Sable's
probably
too,
falling
right?
out of his fucking chair right now, beating his face off the floor. I know he is.
Oh, God.
I'm still using this. In the kit corner, and I'm sorry, I don't actually have the person who sent me this. Mad props later. But they sent me a thing for the Group 4 Tactical Impact Flashlight.
Oh, my God. That looks very not nice to get in your face.
No, one stop. Nice job. It's got, like, sharpened edges around it. What the fuck? There are numerous times. It's good they say this first. There are numerous times when lethal force is neither justified nor desirable. No.
That's the first sentence.
No. Sometimes you just want to shoot people. The alternative force block AFB, conceived by the U.S. Navy SEALs and refined by holy shit. It was designed to prevent the opponent from driving the slide of your pistol rearward, and thus completely deactivating the weapon. Okay. Also provided... Oh, okay, okay, whatever. Blah, 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 blah. So they got a flashlight here, which is...
They don't really quite tell you how to use it.
I think it's just something that fits over the edge of your flashlight.
Sharp 5 teeth per inch pattern surrounds the entire bezel.
Oh, my God. It's sharp 5 teeth per inch pattern surrounds the bezel. Provides an aggressive, extremely effective alternative to lethal force. To lethal
just
force.
Just kind of fucks up their face, though.
To defang an opponent as though he's used of a trapping and pressure to... Fuck! I just
defang?
Defang! To defang! You get to pick
my teeth!
You get to fucking pick up your chiclets after fucking bleeding from the face!
That's a nice way to put it, I guess.
Wow. Defang. I use this to defang my opponent. Last thing I want is some Southern Navy SEAL defanging me with a goddamn flashlight.
This is my defanger.
This is my defanger. Anyone fucks up and I go defang?
Defang.
Defang, you got defang, fucker. What the fuck? Anyway, whoa, crazy, crazy, crazy.
Whoa, whoa.
So, yeah. Yeah, media review. I don't know if people have ever seen this, but these are really cool. We should actually do... Oh, I'll do that for Photoshop next week. I'm not going to say it now.
Because they'll get a heads up on it.
Yeah.
They'll have great ones. We just want them to have mediocre ones.
Yeah.
You have an hour.
I have an hour.
Oh, you can Photoshop old ones, too.
Yeah, you can. If somebody hears this like 2 months from now and goes, oh, I want to make a card. Go ahead. Hey, Sean, here's a link to some cool graphics. Demotivation posters. I don't know if anyone's ever seen this. These are like stupid shit management puts up. We're more willing to work. So we're more willing to work ourselves with. Keep up the good work. From Dr. Zodiac. This is fucking rad. They're like all these negative things like failure, why you suck, adversity, agony.
These are so good. The pictures are just
not all apathy. If you don't... what was I saying?
If we don't take care of the customer, maybe they'll stop bugging us.
Arrogance.
Let's see. Bitterness.
What's bitterness?
The waves washing away a
sandcastle.
Blame, passing a baton to somebody else, burnout.
Oh, my God.
Cluelessness, one light bulb amongst
many. Conformity.
Some
that's
zebras.
Rad. Consulting.
Dare to slack.
Everybody else have defeat.
Defeat. Delusions.
Demotivation.
Guy in an empty room.
That's fucking rad.
Despair.
Disloyalty.
Oh, bend over for it.
They're just like, fuck you. Disservice. Wow, there's a bunch of these. I haven't seen some of these.
Doubt. Dysfunction.
Dysfunction. Elitism. Buddy flying. Failure. That's a good one.
When your best just isn't good enough.
Fear. Flattery. Futility.
Golf ball in the Sahara Desert.
Oh, get to work. Fucking these are rad.
These are so good.
Idiocy. Oh, wow, there's like a ton of these. Incompetence.
Oh, it just keeps going.
Holy shit,
going
it's just on and,
going
and on and on
and
on.
Going and going. So, stupidity.
Teamwork trouble.
Teamwork. There's no I in teamwork.
And there are four guys beating the shit out of one guy. Yeah, there's no I in team. There's no you in asshole either. Fuck off. You know, whatever.
No I in teamwork, but there's an M-E.
You know, I love that shit. There's no I in team. What the fuck does that mean? Who the fuck got that? There's no I in team. There's no you in asshole. There's not no Harold in fuckface. Look at that. What does it mean?
That's such a great saying.
Yeah, there's, like, there's no kill in psycho. You know? Yeah. But there's death. There's your death in my eyes, so fuck off. Jesus, piss me off. Swear to God. So that's it. That's this week's show. You're on your own.
You're on your own.
Fuck you.
7 days.
Yeah, if you get a chance, Shrine Master, if you want to tackle flashlight, do this math. Shovel plus duct tape plus flashlight equals tactical flashlight.
Exactly.
Fucking A, man. Shrine Master, I haven't seen you before. But you got that guy's got the right idea. See, that's the wogs. Wogs don't sit back and do nothing, right? Wogs just don't sit back and say shit.
They think.
Maybe like some woman's getting raped. You want a wog to show up. Don't call your police, man. Call your local wog. That's what you want. You'd be like, wog, motherfucker, wog. That's what you want. You'd be like, call a cop. No, call a wog. Why? Because you won't have that problem again. I'll tell you that much.
No repeat offenders.
But the rapist, yeah, he won't have that problem again either. Ain't nobody going to have no more problems again. The chick who's watching might have some emotional scarring, have to go to the therapist and shit like that.
Not for the rapist, though.
He tore out his spine. Yeah, it was bad, you know. And we get all predator with that shit. We'll, like, polish up his head and stuff, put on a spike on the wall. Yeah, like... Oh, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I hate that shit. People are like, yeah, like, in this country, it's so brutal, like...
Speak up to defend a rapist right now.
You know, you know, as sad as it is, if a guy kills a Texas Ranger, he's never made it to trial. I don't think anyone who rapes a chick or probably rapes a child and they know for sure he did it should make a trial either, because they know. Clifford Olson, much, thank you. Okay. That guy should seriously have a big ingot through the side of his head. You know, really. You know, what are you going to do? You kill that fucker, you go to jail. Oh, the judge will be like, yeah, that's 6 months. You can't give him 6 months. What can I give him? Minimum, you can give him 3 years. 3 years, house arrest. You can't do that. You know, seriously. Like, they'll have, like, lawyers, yeah. Like, the prosecution will be like, yeah, we think you did it. No, we didn't. Oh, okay, then. Never mind. You know, really, no one will give a fuck.
Yeah.
Did you know that that guy's his own defense lawyer?
Who?
Clifford Olson.
Really?
Fucking, he's been trained as his own lawyer. Wow. Because he took advantage of the legal system.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking
mm-hmm.
dick. Oh. Ah! I swear to God. I said, wow, here comes all the fucking the Sean K cards. So that's about it.
They all come, yep.
Here they come. Bang! I want to see this one. Oh, Future of the World. I've seen this one. Photoshop, same one again. Okay, yeah, he's spamming it. No, card. There's card two. And then we got card.
Maybe they're just all the same. Eh?
Creepy Family. No, I don't think so. Internet Radio, Master Horror Writer. Oh, yeah, I didn't get the Horror Writer. Masterful.
Right.
Masterful Horror Writer. Ooh.
Masterful.
And Security Guard. No.
I've
got card two. Card three is what? IT Professional, Interrated Guru, Masterful Horror Writer.
Rearranged.
Just rearranged. I think it's probably
nice
the same thing.
Stuff.
Creepy Family. Very, very cool. But what we're looking for is we're actually looking for one title. I don't want to say 20 things on one card.
One all-encompassing
title. So it'd be very, very cool. Oh, McJay did one. McJay's really cool. Wow.
Counterculture Messiah. Nice.
That's a good one. I like that title. That's a good title.
That encompasses a lot, actually.
The sunflower behind my head is kind of odd.
It's very
odd. I'm like, wow. And I do a lot of acid, too.
That's right. He drops acid.
They're like, that's just bizarre. But I'd like to see some digital shrine graphics. Shrine Master, what did he do? Oh, here we go. That's a
nice looking one.
They're all repeating. And he's got my address.
Well, that's a bonus, I guess.
That's good. Oh, boy. And so does everyone else in the IRC. Which is great. Oh, well, what do you do?
What do you do?
Time to change my phone number.
You're on the star map.
Yeah.
And over to our left, we have Sean Kennedy's house.
Yeah, pretty much.
Please don't steal his socks.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, well, no big deal.
It's out there.
Yeah, they can find it.
You know how they can find it.
All right, well, we'll blur that out. We'll put it up on a page.
Don't want to make it too easy.
Just so you know, if I ever catch anyone at my house who I don't know, they will get beat the fuck down.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Simply because, like, if somebody shows up and scares my wife, they die.
Mm,
I'll do time.
It's a bad thing.
I don't mind. Really, it's not a problem for me. Anyway, That's pretty much the show for tonight. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Get those things in. Those cars look rad. Thank you so much. And I will check you all out later. Okay? So, be cool. And
you're not doing it right, Sean. It's just not working.
Oh, wait.
What the fuck's going on, Sean?
I forgot to do the IRC. I know.
And you didn't do your right saying. You didn't do the IRC. You're getting all fucked up.
I'm tired. I've been awake for a long time. And that movie Signs really fucked me up.
And we need some bandwidth.
Yeah. That's right, hang on. Let's get back to the format. Let's try that again. Shout
You're
out to everybody.
The IRC, that's the problem.
And if you want to help out the show, make sure that you get two people hooked on the show. That's the number one thing. Otherwise, we will not take over and we will not rule the earth. Okay, so we need that. Go up to the IRC tonight. People who showed up. Dilemmy Og Gothy Cubicle. Let me go thy cubicle. Or I think
okay.
Be whatever. Smokey can't climb trees. Abadui, African Love Turtle, Alien Binary, Alamode, Alanon Zero, Alpha 736, Alter Boy, Angelica, Busted Comp. Jeez, fuck. These people are like, my computer's broken, but I'll log in so you know I'm there. That's amazing to me.
That's
so amazing to me that people do that. They'll, like, go to night school, and they leave their computer logged in, and we'll say, at night school, so that we know that they're a fan, but they just can't be there tonight.
And they can hear their name right out later, so they know
that's
they're still thinking of us. And
that's,
all that, yeah.
That's unreal. Like, that's kind of, in a way, it's kind of touching in a very kind of twisted way. And I'm spitting all over the microphone. I'm sucking the shit out of my microphone here.
It's good stuff, eh? It's really good, eh?
Mm. Well, it wasn't at the beginning of the show. It means it landed sometime during the show. Besides, fuck off. Wops can eat anything and live. We eat shit that makes a Billy goat puke, man. That's what we need, man.
It's not food, it's fuel.
We need that's, somebody wants, here's an audio shop. Anyone with the audio skills? Here we go.
Yeah.
You want to go through movies like Rambo, go through maybe Starship Troopers, U.S. Marshals, those kind of monologue speeches.
Yeah.
And change it so that those guys are talking about Rant Radio, Sean Kay, and the Wogs. You're like, what we want is a hard target search of every outhouse, henhouse, loghouse, and farmhouse within a 5 mile area. Your target's name is Sean Kennedy. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. That'd be really cool.
Oh, yeah.
So it'd be really cool. Anyway, back to the cool thing here. Angelica Busted Coop, M-Hanthry Barcode, Born ISOCP, Kay Cerulean, Citizen Steel Again, Crano, Curious Girl, Dancing Monkey, Della Della Morta, Dr. Maris, Droopy, Dilemma Goth Cubicle, same person again, Earth Scum, Ezonic Foz, Fru the Sock Puppet. Nice name.
Fru the Sock
Puppet. Fru the Sock Puppet. Do not fuck with Fru. Genesis, Yes, Guardian Super Chicken, Hero Killer, Judging Eagle. Ooh, good name. K-16 Night School. Another person. Casey Soul.
Sorry. Casey Soul.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Casey. Kello, Kexler, Kex Serve TV, King Zach, Leshek Lento, Loser, Manuel O'Kelly, Mary Wave, Meth Doing Whatever, Mick J, Mick J, the Public Broadcast System, Misconduct Neuralized, Prophetoodle, Psycho, Punk of Evil, Ratfucker, Ratspoot, Rogue 3, who gave us bandwidth, and
thank
we love you.
Thank you so much.
And if you want us to love you too, you can give us bandwidth, otherwise we'll
die. We love
die.
You a long time.
Rose, Rumbling Sky, Soul Reaper, Sapphire, Sappy Fire, Shade, Shrine Master, Sir Dark Scavenger, SKTFM, 1010, Dado Stalker, Southpaw Samurai, Spudley, Stat, Stouty Cheese, T-Night, Transistor, Trotsky Ghost.
Thank you, Spudley, for the mirror.
And Spudley, yes. Sorry, I forgot about Spudley. Spudley, you fucking rule. You've done so much at the station. You've done more than, like, you needed to. That's really awesome. Thank you very much, guys.
Very awesome.
So, are we sending him something for that? I don't know.
It's a good idea. I'll get his address.
Spudley, give us your address. Yeah, we'll send you some DVD or something. Thank you so much. Stats, Doughty Cheese, Templar Knight, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, Turmoil, Turnspike, Terrell Gone, Tweaked, Unselfish Newt. Unselfish Newt. Who's an Unselfish Newt?
You are.
You are an Unselfish Newt. Wiggle Puppy. Will Spew, Wog 1, WS Ninja, Worka, The White Gurkha, Yerky, Zenomi, Zutroy, Soul Trance, DJ Speech, Little Damage Zombie, again, and Fun with Bridges. I think that's a rip-off.
That's funny.
I think that's a rip-off to from Velvet Acid Christ. I'm going way out on a limb here.
Yeah.
But they had a Fun with Drugs.
Fun with Drugs, Fun with Knives, Fun with Guns.
And they had Fun with Bridges, so that could be...
Fun with Bridges.
Which, that's hilarious. All right, guys, so there we go. And thank you so much for turning to the show. And remember, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, weren't never there. Where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you say